I saw the coverage on most of the TV stations of the police chase where they interviewed the mom that attacked the driver that hit him.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody used the same term.
Yep.
You a mama bear, girl. Even Alexa Konomos. That woman was not a mama bear. That chick was a wildebeest. she was a mama badger.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I missed it. You brought it up yesterday, Dan, but I didn't really catch it. After they had dragged the perp in the middle of the street, and the cops came up, and I guess one of the cops said he needs to be on the ground, and that's when the guy in the van put him on the ground.
Hi.
That is how you comply. When an officer says that suspect needs to be on the ground, you put him on the ground.
And it wasn't a dragging to the ground. Mm-mm. He had the guy by both shoulders and threw him down.
Yeah. And it wasn't like one of those judo type things where you get your body in the right position for leverage. No, it was just bloop, ground.
It's like a fall in Family Guy. Dropping. Boom.
Yeah. Down.
I tell you who I would like to. I saw a couple of interviews. I'd like to talk to the guy who got his Challenger stolen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's going to be spending time talking to the cops, filing a police report, but I wonder if he got to see any of the chase. You know, he saw it afterwards.
Mm.
It's like, damn! Because that was, I think he said it was a new car.
Didn't have a chance to put his front plate on yet.
I'm sure
if I was watching the police chase live, it's not going to be the same thing as afterwards. Because afterwards, you know your car has been wrecked.
Yeah.
It's watching it live. Damn, man, don't blow through. I'll be damn.
Yeah, that's a whole other way to watch a chase. It's your car. It's like on one hand, you want the guy to get caught, but on the other, you kind of cheer for him because you don't want your car messed up. You just want him to come to a nice stop, get out, go away from the car. Then whatever happens is fine.
Yeah, the guy that was driving the Challenger obviously didn't have any scope on space and dimension.
Mm-mm.
Where he's trying to squeeze through the silver van on the left and the SUV in the center lane.
Right.
Yeah, I can make it between that.
Yeah. I see him do that in the movies all the time. Surely I can do it.
I'll pull a Dukes. Mm-hmm. Right on, too.
Yeah. And all I'll probably lose is a side mirror.
Mm-mm. And one of the, I think it was the helicopter reporter for Channel 8, said he speculated that he was going about 60 when he hit those two cars.
And
that's why the little boy in the back was rattled.
Yes. Not only rattled, but that... Yesterday, near the end of it, we saw the gurney come out, and he was actually taken to the hospital as a precaution just to check to make sure he was okay, because the 13-year-old, named TJ, was in the back of the van, and it's one of those things that as soon as he got out of the car, he realizes, this kind of hurts, and then he kind of lies down, and then it's sort of that delayed pain type of deal. Your adrenaline's going.
Well, and it took him, you know, obviously anybody. Yeah, right, but a kid. It's going to take him a little while to get his composure.
Yeah.
But I had to feel good to watch your mama wail on somebody.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to hear from him, Cut 10 is TJ. It's the mom is Jessica Leisman, and Cut 10 is TJ talking to, I think this was Channel 5 afterwards.
Well, my mom, she did put him in his place, and I'm glad that he in jail, because... Because to be honest, whenever I was in the car,
I thought I was going to die.
Oh.
Or I thought it was dead when the vehicle hit. Channel 5 doesn't do a good job of making sure their audio is complete. So just.
But credit's got to go to Jessica,
mm-hmm.
The mom. It's got to go to her boyfriend. Did you go back and watch the scene to where he's got a hold of the driver, and then he pushes him for a second, and then backs up like 5 feet and does the... like the Morse coming.
Yeah, like yes.
and then he rushes him again. That's probably one of the best throwdowns I've ever seen anywhere.
Yeah. It was yes.
Because it looked like it was effortless.
He looked like he was throwing around a little rag doll, but it wasn't. It's another grown-ass man.
Big dude, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not... The boyfriend looked like a decent-sized guy, but the driver of the Challenger was a lot bigger. And the way he... It was like a Loki throw.
In the Avengers.
Yeah.
Cut 9 is Jessica talking after the whole incident.
I saw him come behind me and, you know, hit me. And I turned around and I asked my son, are you okay? And he was like, yeah. So I jumped out of the car and I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? Why would you... You're in a school zone. What are you thinking? And he couldn't say anything, you know. And, I mean, I was just angry. You know, I just lost my 4-year-old child on the second day of school. And to think of something else happening to another one of my kids, I just can't imagine, you know. So I'm just grateful that he's, first of all, that he's okay. And secondly, that that guy's in jail.
It's funny, one of the interviews, she made it a point to say, we never hit him physically.
Right.
I don't know if she was worried about being charged with assault, but
maybe.
I don't think anybody on the scene was.
No. I don't think the police would have cared even if she did. I think she would be worried about the suspect having a lawyer and then possibly going after them. Because you never know these days. I mean, it's a litigious enough society where you hear the story about the guy breaks into a house, he falls through the ceiling and sues the homeowner.
Yeah. And you're right. You get a civil attorney. Anything that happened leading up to the crash, that has nothing to do with what you did after the wreck,
mm-hmm.
where you and your boyfriend decided it was time to go Loki on him.
Yeah. And the boyfriend, I think his name was Charles Cook, is cut 11. This was him talking after it all.
She opened her car door, and once he seen her open the car door, that's when he decided to try to get out and run. And she ran over there and closed the door on him. And he was, like, trying to open the door. And he got out. And she was like, look what you did to my car. And he kind of pushed her. And once he pushed her, I grabbed him. And then me and him start wrestling. I got him to the ground. And I seen all the police coming. I was like, I don't know. I didn't know what happened while he was in the car. But when we went to go pick my stepson up from school, I seen the helicopters. And I was like, something going on. And just, you know. Just us being in that moment, it was crazy.
He went on to say also that police officers told him after they had the suspect in custody that he did have a weapon in the vehicle. He just, for whatever reason, didn't grab it when he was trying to leave the car.
Oh, he's lucky he didn't get his hands on it because she would have pistol whipped him.
Oh, you going to bring a gun into this? Fine.
Oh, thank God. I left my gun at home.
Snatch.
Give me that. Is this thing loaded? You know, the perp is going, come on, cops.
At one point, before he gets tossed to the street, it looks like he's kind of looking at the police.
He who?
The suspect.
Okay.
And he's looking back at the police and as kind of like, hey.
Hey,
look what they're doing to me.
Yeah. Sometimes we contract that out.
Everyone has a problem and we do it, so we let citizens have at it.
Forgot what else. Anyway, I forget the name of the guy that had his Challenger carjacked, but I'm going to talk to him. I don't know if he got a chance to see any of the chase.
Oh, God, it's got to be so weird watching.
Just think about your car, especially new one.
Mm.
Damn, man. You know he ain't got no insurance. I guess a situation like that, just everybody's insurance covers are just them.
Yeah.
Unless the perp has liability.
I don't think that applies.
Well, what was the, was it a bank robbery, a store robbery?
Oh, it was based on an aggravated robbery when he stole the guy's car. That was how it all started.
Okay.
And then it started at I-30 and Haskell in Dallas.
Yeah, I think they said it went about 20 minutes, which means we caught it right at the beginning when we started talking about it.
Yeah, it was pretty quick, and I think we mainly watched it on, I think, Channel 5's chopper in the studio, and they were right on top of it. 11, we didn't see them on it. 4, we didn't see them on it.
I didn't notice it until I got an email because I wasn't watching our video stream. Alfie was able to pull up the police chase.
Oh, good.
On one of the websites, so we carried it live on the video stream.
Nice. Yeah, there was actually, I got a guy on Facebook, he put a screen cap, or took a photo of his desk, I guess at work or home, on, he had it up on our stream watching the chase and listening at the same time. I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. Because he was like, hey, quick reminder, not all your listeners are in the car. So we can sometimes watch it along with you guys as you offer your play-by-play.
This video stream's being, I mean, complicated.
Especially with breaking graphics and video.
That we steal.
I'm sure.
We gave Channel 5 credit for all of it.
Yeah. I mean, did we use Channel 5 or 8 for the stream, Alfie?
I don't know if we're legally allowed to say.
Well, then we'll say 5.
We did use 5.
Are you sure?
I just don't want us to get in trouble.
I don't think they're going to say anything. The worst they can do is C and D. Don't do that again.
Yeah.
Or at least include our logo in it if you're going to stream it.
We did have their logo in it.
Okay.
Then they should be fine.
Yeah. Well, just I'll work up a graphic of a stolen video courtesy of WFAA.
Yeah.
Or whomever.
Mm-hmm. We'll just have the 4 different networks, the different graphics ready to go.
Yeah, I've got the computer set up now for all the video streams for the TV station. So if it happens again for any breaking news, Alfie can pull it up and then we can stream it.
Nice. Once again.
That's got to be the best video stream radio wise.
Absolutely. I have no doubts.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
And the story has gone international. I know it made England.
Is the Post England? Huffington?
No, that's U.S., international.
Okay.
But mainly U.S. But that makes it national. Then I think I saw it on the Daily Mail, which is the U.K.
What about The Guardian?
The Guardian, I think, is also the U.K.
Okay. Well, this proves your point that it went international.
And if it hits England, then you also know it's going to hit Australia.
Got a bunch of emails that we can just get out of the way. Another guy's got a problem with Merle.
Oh, no.
Like, dude, pick a different show to start listening to. There's one. Start okay. with that.
Hey, guys. When I heard about all the listener dudes having problems with Merle, Russ, Buck, and trying to finish, I thought I had a problem, too. I embraced my issue because when I rub it, I think about Luke Bryan. Oh, God. Then, I don't want to read this anymore. Well, I don't like this email. Then, when I think about Pretty Little Dan doing the Luke Bryan voice, I just rub it harder. Sucks for the guys, but I'm having a ball.
I'm giving a little hand hug.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. There are some things, as you know, I don't want to see behind your curtain.
Yeah.
You're talking about me or the listener?
The listener. Like, that's weird. Stop that. Lainey?
Yeah, sometimes we get emails and I'm
weirdo.
Like, no, shut up.
Yeah,
no,
don't tell me this. Yeah. There are certain things that I'm okay not knowing. Because we always think about, oh, give someone a peek behind the curtain. Well, that curtain's two ways. I don't want to look out. Freaky.
Let's see, this one's got rednecks. There another email.
Yeah, there's another one. This one's, I assume it's for you, Russ. Hey, hooker, when are you going to jam on the piano again? You totally rocked it last week. Maybe you could play and jam with that steel guitar guy, yes? That's from a chick.
I haven't messed with it since last week, so I'm sure I've forgotten it.
Really? How could you be doing that good and just stop? Well,
how many times have you learned a song and then been playing it for a while and forgotten it?
Well, I usually wore it out before I usually played it a while before I forgot about it.
Okay. Well, since I don't play the piano, it's going to take longer for me to remember. Well, I mean, you mess with it for a couple of days for about 4 hours. You get the muscle memory going on in your left hand hitting the boogie riff. And then the Plus, I took all the stickers off the keys to mark ones I needed to hit.
Why'd you take them off? Was there some other pressing issue on the keyboard?
Well, first, I didn't want you guys to know.
I don't care if you're playing by color. It's still better than any one of us could do.
This one, talking about intercourse. I was hearing your damn Merle song in my head not too long. Anyway, my wife was in the course of giving me a BJ.
Okay.
And the song popped in my head. I started laughing. She stopped. She asked what the hell was I laughing at. I told her.
Oh, no.
Because now she's pissed, and I don't get BJs no more.
Dude. At a certain point, you got to just not be so honest.
Well, it's hard to... You got to come up with something. What are you giggling at? Are you giggling at the way I'm doing it? So he thought, probably in his mind, all right, I got to tell her it's not you.
Right.
I'm giggling about something stupid I heard on the air.
Yeah, but that's still going to get him in trouble because he's not paying attention to what she's doing. If nothing else, just say, I'm sorry, babe, I'm sorry. It just tickled for a second. God, don't, whatever you do, don't stop. Now is not a time for a discussion.
So... Sorry, Dean. There's another guy that his wife is pissed from yesterday, or one of those emails. And then we got a bunch about the 50 Shades of Grey segment.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple. One from one woman talking about trying to explain why the book is abuse, and it's not, you know, a young woman becoming empowered by being submissive.
Well, I don't know why women would want to read a book about abuse.
Well, I don't think necessarily some would, but some are still seeing it as a fantasy. I don't know, because the one that the woman had said, she was like, it's abuse because they have a safe word in the book, and she uses it, but the guy keeps going. It only makes him mad, and then he punishes her more. So I was like, I don't know. All I know is there is not a consensus.
What I want to do is, after the movie comes out, have somebody that's read the book and seen the movie tell us how close it is to the book, and then maybe I'll watch the movie, because I ain't reading the book.
It's actually, I do know it's supposed to be, the movie, very close to the book. That was one of the things that the filmmakers wanted to do justice for it, because they knew if they change it too much, the readers are going to riot.
Because obviously I can't have an opinion on it, because I haven't read the book, and I have no intention on seeing the movie anytime soon.
I will see the movie at some point just out of sheer curiosity. I mean, hell, I saw Twilight out of curiosity. Now, granted, I was unemployed at the time, and there was nothing else on TV, but still.
I'm unemployed. It's the end of my life. What should I watch? Twilight sounds good.
Today, Twilight. Tomorrow, death.
But the only thing I know about the book is it's about S&M.
Mm-hmm.
And exploring things.
Yes.
So I don't get where the abuse comes from.
Because it's a young, impressionable woman, and this guy takes advantage of her. A rich, older, well-dressed and distinguished man.
Okay. There's some more emails. You can peruse those during the break.
All right.
We're late, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:39. First check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Goya. A whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 right at Bonnie View. Got some road construction there. Has the two right lanes there blocked. That has traffic backed up back to I-35, also in Dallas. Northbound 75 just before Mockingbird got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is jacked up back from I-30. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at Forest. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from the high 5. And in Plano, northbound 75 right at Legacy, got an accident blocking the HOV lane there. Traffic is backed up back from Park Boulevard. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by The Slap tonight on NBC. Clear skies tonight, 36 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and 68 for the high. Right now, 56, a 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
it's just like getting a $2 raise on your paycheck.
That's a clip that we've lost, and I don't know how the listeners sent it to us.
Thank you, whoever that is. Oh, my God. He played again.
I think he was waiting in line, one of the long gas lines. They were having a sale or free gas or something like that.
Reporter walks up.
How excited are you about this special deal?
It's great. It's just like getting a $2 raise on your paycheck.
It was a big moment. I couldn't even get my line out.
That's what made it an instant classic.
It's great.
I knew that would make clothes so happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Line one, Alfie?
Yes.
Yes, Josh.
Hey.
Yep.
I saw that horrible movie last night.
The Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
Why did you go?
My wife wanted to go.
Damn. How long's the movie?
Wow.
It's like 2 hours.
Damn.
And there's only like 10 minutes of maybe sex scenes in it.
Is there any nudity?
You see her boobs several times, but that's about it.
They any good?
Yeah, they're nice. Yeah. Not bad.
How does the movie end?
With elevator doors shutting.
Well,
they set it up for another movie.
At least you're not a spoiler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did it end?
The writing was just horrible.
Well, they said the writing in the book was horrible, so why would you expect anything different from the playwright,
the screenplay?
Yeah. My wife said that the book was more detail oriented than the movie.
Did the movie come off as being abusive to women?
No.
She
knew what she was getting in for.
And this is a billionaire that meets a younger woman and they explore all these different things?
Well, he's a billionaire. She's a virgin. And that just piqued his interest even more.
How old was the girl supposed to be in the movie?
She was like 23, 24, I think.
Okay. All right. Thank you, boss. Sorry about last night.
Man, he heard it when he said, my wife made me go.
Damn. Let's go see a movie. We haven't seen a movie in a long time.
Baby, no. You swore after we watched The Notebook that was it.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't see 50 Shades.
Can we go in halfway? Maybe you see 25?
We'd rather do all 50.
SpongeBob's on too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, hey, Casey, you over. You watch that, and I'm going to go over to the second auditorium and watch some SpongeBob. Mm. Yeah, that's CGI. That's good graphics.
And if you look real close, you get a little... Never mind.
Yeah. You look close, you can see one of SpongeBob's balls.
It sounds better when you say it.
Is that where you're going?
In essence.
Let's see. Here's another email. Boss, want to let you know, you, Chloe, and Alfie, this doesn't include you at all, Dan.
Good.
And Alfie, let you know that those Pretty Little Dan ink bits about Dan's junk are the best. Every time a holiday comes up, I can't wait to hear what new product's coming out.
Stupid.
I was driving in the car with my girlfriend yesterday, and when the bit came on, I cranked the volume up in the middle of what she was saying, and I just said, listen.
That is a brave man. Wow. Like, seriously.
And I know exactly how I said it, because my dad used to do it all the time. Mm-hmm. I'd come in from playing, he'd be watching TV, I go, Daddy, he'd point at me, and then point over to the television set in a slow motion, and go, listen. I'd watch for like 5 minutes, and go, what? He goes, I'm watching TV.
Right.
Why don't you just say that? The entire time I was laughing my ass off, and she was giving me a combo of her death glare for cutting her off, and finally said, Wow, there is really something wrong with you. I didn't care. Doo-doo pookie stick. Ha ha, keep it up. He didn't say not to say his name. It was funny. He found it humorous. He's an attorney at law in Plano.
Oh, God.
How is it we appeal to and smart people?
I don't know. And really, you would think an attorney is going to find, you know, it. Technically an attorney should look down on that sort of humor. But I'm glad they don't.
Or maybe it's like, you know, we were talking about yesterday. It was a different topic, but as far as the show, maybe it appeals to the id of men. Just the basics. Because you doesn't matter how old you get, that's funny.
There, yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah, just,
I like the Jetson fart.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
All right, is that out? No.
And the tub fart.
Man, I love those. Those. When you can feel your butt wobbling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it feels like it's going to go on forever.
That's me in the morning. But I got to be careful because it tends to echo. I don't want to wake anybody up.
Daniel, can't we just get a Panasonic alarm clock instead?
That one.
I love farting in the bathtub. You fart, and then you watch the bubble gradually come to the top.
I don't think
I'm... You're going, I hope it stinks.
I don't think I've done that since I was a kid.
Farting in the bathtub's the best.
I bet the last time I farted in the bathtub, I was playing with G.I. Joes.
Yeah, you just see how big that bubble's going to get?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, what?
Hey, look at that bubble.
Watch out, Cobra Commander, there's a sub.
I think they're trying to ping us. That's a Jetson fart.
Mm.
All right, that's what I call it. I don't know why. I could see George Jetson doing that. Hey, Judy, come over here to Daddy for a second. Hold Daddy's finger. Rosie, don't fall for it.
She's too smart.
I started searching around on this, we'll just call it a sound effects computer.
Mm-hmm.
There are banks of farts in here I didn't know I had.
Really? Well, that's all I'm saying. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah. It's like, damn it, I'm right in the middle of a movie. And I know. I know something come out with that.
Yeah, because you were expecting to hear the rumble, and instead, yeah, that happens.
Okay. How many times is that on there?
I was gonna say, that one sounded kind of like sick.
I was playing submarine.
It's like he's on the surface.
I lift my penis up to periscope death and fart. Well, let's see. I think I read all.
I found the serious 50 Shades of Grey email. This lady's talking about 50 Shades of Grey is not an accurate representation of BDSM lifestyle. She says it's about trust and respect, neither of which have a place in the book. The female lead is repeatedly emotionally abused by the male lead, who tells her, quote, she should want to make him happy, and continues with the sadistic sexual escapades even after her consent is revoked. The most commonly known BDSM term is safe word, and it's used throughout the books. The safe word, though, does not stop the male lead, actually makes him angry, which leads to sexual abuse. This leaves the female lead rather upset, but she's guilted into thinking she should be happy that he's sharing his kinks with her because that makes her, quote-unquote, special.
Now that makes it an abusive relationship.
That's what this woman's saying.
Okay, then... I don't know. Those things, even the consensual stuff, I don't get into. I'm not having you tie me up. We're not using, no offense to New Fine Arts, but we're not using handcuffs or...
You're not, but plenty of other people do. Just because you don't want to hang your chick from the ceiling doesn't mean others don't.
Or I got to put on some type of phallic device that looks like Medusa's hair. The right chick?
Yes.
Yeah. Figure one of those is going to hit my G spot. Fine. Give it a shot. I don't care. I just know I'm not cleaning it out when I'm done. You're the one that wanted to use it. Is that it with the email?
No, I got one more. This was kind of the opposite. Susan says, there was a woman who called in, talking about yesterday's show. She was in favor of this movie because it portrays women's sexual fantasies, which is rarely given this kind of attention, especially in the area of S&M. And it made me wonder, is everyone in such an uproar because it's about women's sexual fantasies and S&M, or is it such a big deal because in this particular movie, bold letters now, a woman gets to do what she wants without giving an F about what others think?
I don't know. I don't know how much of the abuse or the safe words or whatever that they carried from the book into the movie. Again, I don't know if this movie is going to be a big deal or not. Obviously, if the book was, the book was big, chicks are going to want to see it. But if it's bad, word of mouth will kill it pretty fast.
Yes. And then, and that's the other thing that the guy that called in saying that it was a bad movie and also because it was, in essence, kind of a bad book, but it still caught on. I mean, Tara read it and she said most of the writing was just really bad. And it sounded like something that was like a child had written it. Just because some of it is way too detail-oriented and way too, you know, frou-frou. Whereas the movie was kind of the benefit. It cuts all that crap out. The over-detailing of things.
Well, you don't have to really use it when you can show it.
Right.
You don't have to, you don't need the expository if you can show what's going on. Here's the beauty of it. Here's, you know.
And that's why somebody
shoving the Tiffany lamp in his ass.
And that's why a lot of people were looking forward to the movie, because that way they didn't have to read through all the unnecessary stuff in the
book. Just watch porn and be done with it. There's plenty of porn for chicks to where there's conversation leading up to it, and it just, I don't get it.
This chick says it's not porn. She says to compare it to porn is like comparing oranges to apples. Porn is porn. Just any and all sex, no emotions.
But you can find different types of porn where there is a BSDM.
BDSM.
All right. You've got that. I don't like any of those because really, some of it with porn, you click on one and they've got these clamps on people's mouths that keeping it open along with their eyes. Looks like something out of a Clockwork Orange or if that's the right movie.
Yeah, no, you got it. Yeah, with the eye spreaders. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
Toothpicks holding people's eyes open.
No, thanks. You want me to tell you something? Tell you anything? Come at my eyes.
I saw this on the Flintstones when Fred couldn't go to sleep, so they put toothpicks on his eyes.
She says, the male character in 50 Shades may have S&M desires, but he falls in love with the female and will do everything and anything to keep her in his life and vows he will not do anything to her that she doesn't want him to do. That is a turn-on, not porn.
Well, if adults want to read it and adults want to go see the movie, that's fine. Kids can't get in, and it's not. It really shouldn't change any values.
They can in France. Apparently, I guess they're...
I saw that, yeah, you can be 12.
Yeah, I guess it's their version of our MPAA rated it to where, yeah, you're good, take the kids.
Even with nudity.
France is much more, France, very liberal when it comes to that.
Oh, okay. Any more because we had a break?
Russ, why do you keep pushing Chloe to go on a gay date with the sales guy? He obviously has no interest in going out with the dude, but you keep pushing him. Seems odd to me. Maybe you just want to know what it's like to experience a homosexual date, and you're trying to live through poor Chloe. If you're so interested, why don't you go out with the sales guy?
Because he didn't ask me out. And do not pose the question. What if he asked you out?
See, I didn't even have to say it. You already knew.
Because I would be up front. It would depend on how he asked me. When he asked Chloe, he goes, hey, you want to go get drinks sometimes? And felt the need to throw in that he was gay. Which immediately made Chloe think, all right, this is, he's thinking romantic. And now if he asked me out for drinks, okay. And if he didn't say anything else about sexuality, I wouldn't think anything about it.
On the it's weird though, because on the flip side, if he said, I'm gay, blah, 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 and hey, do you want to go grab a drink sometime? It might have just been his way of telling Chloe, just to let you know I'm gay. I just want to see if you want to go out, not as a date, just let you, if you're not comfortable hanging out with me.
I don't think it's pertinent.
Hmm?
It's like if, I don't know, say I asked one of the sales chicks out, like that's happened here in 5 years. CBS, they were all over the place. I couldn't finger them fast enough.
It was part of the hiring process.
But if I just wanted to go get drinks and talk about some of her clients that possibly I endorse,
mm-hmm.
if she felt uncomfortable, I'd go, yeah, and you know what? I'm gay, so don't worry about it.
Mm.
And then trick her.
My God, I'm having these strange feelings. I've never really felt before.
You must be my soulmate.
I wonder what it's like when a woman does these things. Let's experience them all in the next 6 minutes.
I wonder what it's like having sex with someone and being able to see their face.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coyes and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Subway. A whole lot going on. Mostly it's in Dallas. We'll start there. Eastbound I-20 right at Bonnie View. Road construction there. Still has those two lanes shut. Sorry, those two right lanes shut down. Traffic's now backed up back from Houston School Road. Also in Dallas. Eastbound 635 right at Forest. Got an accident there. This one's in the clearing stages. Traffic's jacked up back from the high 5. Still in Dallas. Northbound 75 just before Mockingbird. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up onto Woodall Rogers back from I-35. It's about a half-hour delay through it. Good luck with that. Try Preston. It's going to be backed up as well. And finally, in Plano, northbound 75, right at Legacy. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Park Boulevard. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Bush at the Southside Ballroom on March 11th. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by The Slap. Tonight on NBC, clear skies tonight, 36 for a low, sunny again tomorrow, a high near 70, right now 57 at 97.1 The Eagle.
For the first time ever, Pretty Little Dan Inc. brings to the market the first truly affordable pleasuring device. We wanted to provide a product that anyone could afford. So without further ado, PLD Inc. is proud to introduce the 1995 Doodoo Dando. That's right, you can ram your holes with Dan's steamy... When you order a doo-doo dando, Dan promptly heads into a special chamber to produce a one-of-a-kind doo-doo pookie stick. When Dan is done, his stinky is shellacked, preserved, and then shipped straight to your loved one. Same-day shipping is guaranteed. Imagine the look on your partner's face when they receive their doo-doo dando. Valentine's Day will never be the same. And coming soon, just in time for Mardi Gras, PLD Inc. is proud to introduce the Voodoo Doo-Doo Dando. It's the Doo-Doo Dando with the flavor of New Orleans. We force-fed Dan a proprietary blend of jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo, a guitar, a full fruit jar, and a gayo to make this a one-of-a-kind festive dando. But order the Valentine's Day Doo-Doo Dando now before Dan gets the runs, because nobody wants gooey runny in their big ass. Another proud product of PLD Inc.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hey, there's a guy in sales that is openly gay. He asked me to go out for drinks. I wouldn't think anything about it.
I wouldn't either.
Just because somebody's gay doesn't mean they're attracted to me.
And that would actually probably be the last thing I would think.
What does that mean?
I wouldn't, just because someone, just because of that doesn't, just because he's gay doesn't mean I think he's hitting on me. Unfortunately, so many men, Chloe, feel that way. As soon as a gay guy.
Even, you're the dudes that are keep saying that.
You know what? The more I think about this. The fact this gay guy asked you out, you think there's something sexually, he's sexually motivated. You're really egotistical motherfucker.
And that's from him.
How do you get that? You're the one that's feeding all these things.
You think, I must be desirous. I'm Chloe. He obviously wants to have sex with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big celebrity.
I never said it was a gay date. You're the one that said gay date.
You're the one that was concerned about it because you said he brought up that he was gay.
Right.
That's a gay date.
Because you put all these things in my head and made convincing me that it is one.
Those things are
I'm
in your head
already.
I'm
not going to stick things in your head. He's the one.
No.
Thanks for the setup. Mm-hmm.
You were concerned about it already without ever talking to Russ.
And you couldn't just say no.
Because I really don't know.
Why else would he bring up that he was gay?
Maybe because he just wanted to let me know. I don't. We can assume everything we want to, but there's nobody knows.
You know, the easiest way to find out? Ask him.
Oh, that's good.
Is this a gay date, or are you just wanting to go hang out and, you know, maybe get some leads on new clients, or have, you know, he finds out things about you, and that way it's easier for them to find endorsements for you.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind hanging out, just not on Valentine's Day.
He didn't originally ask you out on Valentine's Day. You kept putting him off, and then Valentine's Day was his next opening, and yours.
No, we just ended up having different plans for Super Bowl Sunday. And
why in my head, it's Valentine's Day. Everything's looser on everybody.
Everybody's open to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Mm-hmm. And then we had a couple calls. Guys say they go out together on, if they're not dating, they go out together on Valentine's Day because there are chicks out that aren't dating.
It would actually be a great night to go out and meet somebody. And you would be the cool guy out with a gay guy. Because if it was out with a
gay guy. Well, it's not like I don't think we're giving him a name.
No.
We call him Raphael.
That's good.
It's not like he wears a shirt that goes, "Guess what, I suck." No, or a t-shirt with a finger pointing to the left and go, "I'm with the straight guy." So it's not everybody's going to know that close out with a gay guy.
Right.
Unless they go to Honky's or Lucky's or Sue Ellen's or...
No.
Or Bobo Fett's.
Damn it.
What?
I want to open up a gay bar called Bobo Fett's.
I'm sure Lucas Entertainment would have a problem.
It's Disney now. Oh. Lucas sold it all. Disney, oh, damn it. I might have had a shot with Lucas, but definitely not Disney and their pristine image. We'll have frozen nights at Bobo Fett's. Yeah. On one night, you can truly let it go.
Where you can get a damn it, I forgot the word. Stick your weenie in a wedge Antilles.
There you go.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come to Bobo Fett's, where every night is Star Wars night.
Starfish.
Oh, damn it, that's good too.
Why don't we bother to do show prep? Why don't we just do it on the air?
All right, coming up in 5 minutes, show meeting. Yay.
Let's see. Any more emails or audio?
This makes me happy. I've got some more audio.
Okay.
Cut number 12. There is a comedian / actor / now director. His name is David Cross. You might recognize him, Russ, if you saw him, but I couldn't give... He was on Arrested Development. With dark glasses.
Thin guy. Had his hand bitten off by a seal.
Different guy. He's the one who always wore jeans, like cutoffs. He was the never nude.
Oh, the guy from, not Kids in the Hall, but he looks like one of those SCTV guys.
Mr. Show is what you're thinking of.
Mr. what?
Mr. Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who we are. Bald guy.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, he's promoting a new movie that he directed. It's called Hits, and it's about, you know, Hollywood and, you know, hits and how you become famous. So he was doing this question and answer thing on AOL.
Do you want to cover any of this that they're doing live? The lady that got rear-ended?
If you want. Looks like Big Al's there, too.
They're giving her a Southwest Kia. Is giving her a car.
I said, well, you were in a van. So I don't know if you want a Soul or if you wanted a Sorento.
Bill, walk up a little bit.
Come on up. Or a Sedona van over here. So we're going to Southwest Kia with the help of Big Al, and we're going to donate a car, and you're going to tell me which one you want.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Do I get one, too?
Yeah.
Always got a tail end on it.
I'll trade you for Jamocha Shake. How about that?
That'll work for me.
That'll work? Okay.
You can get a large one.
I can get a large? Yeah. Awesome.
Can I get a bigger car? Had we beat this?
Amazing.
Yeah, really.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
What kind of car do you think you want, Jessica?
Absolutely the van. I don't know. I like this so, but I don't know. I need the room.
How much does this mean to you to have this generosity here?
It means the world to me. Like, literally everything. For all the generosity, I can't believe it. I just can't. It's amazing.
Been a busy 24 hours, too, huh?
God. Busy. Yes.
This is audio from Channel 11.
When you got hit from behind and saw not only that your son was okay, but the damage to the car you were in, the vehicle you were driving, what went through your mind?
I mean, that was the end of that car. That's how I felt.
Cars are easily replaced. People aren't.
Yep.
So. You feel fortunate to have escaped serious injury and all?
I'm blessed. All
right. Man, you really hate.
I hate.
Bad questions.
I think Bud Gillette is covering this. This is on CBS 11. Do you feel fortunate that you escaped injury? No, I really want to get busted up. I already had the Frankel's number programmed in my phone. Do you feel... Write something out. Think of some other way I don't know. Was she driving a Kia?
I don't even know what brand vehicle it was.
Let's say it was. Yeah, I could go, do you think the Kia saved your life? Hey, just something. Do you feel fortunate? Stupid fat ass.
Damn.
Wonder how Big Al Mack got in on this. Was this a Kiss morning promotion thing? Alfie, do you know?
As far as I know, this lady called in to Craddock's show this morning.
Oh.
The Jessica lady.
Okay. She didn't call asking for anything. I guess they were just talking about her and she called in?
Exactly.
Okay. Because I was thinking, she lost her car. Obviously, we're not going to buy her a car. We should maybe do something for her.
Mm.
But luckily, somebody beat us to it. There's certainly no way to top it, so we can move on to something else. Maybe get something for Sergeant...
Drake
with Fort Worth, since he's going to be laid up for a while.
That'd be cool.
I believe I will call David Pigeon during the next break.
Hmm.
And as soon as Mayor Price tells me it's okay to call Sergeant Drake now that he's at home, we'll find out if there are other things he needs. Because we fill his garage full of Dickie's meat. You know Nathan will.
Yes, he will. Absolutely.
Nathan probably actually just built a franchise in his backyard. I don't know what we've done to ingratiate ourselves to Nathan from Dickie's, but he's just—it's like a sugar meat daddy.
And then
the gifts he got us for Christmas—he just left them in bags. Didn't stay around us. Wait for the thank yous.
No,
and it was all stuff that. Individually, we all need it, which means he listens all the time. He got me a one of those an expensive jump rope for so I could do more cardio. Like a terabyte external hard drive, and a couple other things that I knew were specifically for me. It's not like. You know, when we get gifts from our sales department, it's whatever's left.
Right, yeah. Yeah, whatever was at the bottom of the prize closet. Yeah, I got a circular saw and a reciprocating saw.
I don't think I'd like one of those.
Why not?
I don't want something that's going to cut me back.
I know, it's one of those things that every time you say it, you're like, yeah. Well,
it sounds dangerous.
I'll keep this in the box for a little bit. I'll go for the circle saw. If I lose it, it just keeps going that way.
And did you need saws?
Yeah, because I guess he was listening because we had said on the air that we were looking for a house and then we got a house and he was just like, Dan's going to need to cut some stuff.
Man, it's fun when you start cutting up stuff in your own house.
I know because I'm excited. I'm looking around. It's like, is anything wiggling? Kind of like in Christmas Vacation. where he fixes the newel post with the chainsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it wiggles, I want to cut it. Do you need to be cut? Does this need to be trimmed?
Honey, now that we got all the furniture in here, doesn't all of it look a little too tall?
I was looking at the fence this morning because he got like one of those nice wooden fences out by the pool. And I'm thinking like, you know what I could do? I could just cut like one of those little gun turrets.
Just in case you want to shoot at traffic?
Just because. Yeah, why not?
Well, that also means people that can look in while you're in the pool.
That's why you get you have to fashion a little door thing.
Oh.
On your side. It's not
like
two-way.
Like an armored car.
Exactly. You flip it up on your side. It's kind of like at the end of an A-Team episode. You have to fashion something.
All right. Well, at least the stories now can change from whatever I screwed up at my house over the weekend over to Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this won't fit. Sure it will.
We can't get this in the house. Yes.
I'm going to bring it in through the roof. I'll just cut a hole.
Okay, so we got
the audio.
Of what?
It was David Cross, the guy from Arrested Development.
He's talking about the way people became famous.
Yeah, his new movie is Hits. He's promoting it. And AOL, the interviewer asked him about Kim Kardashian and how people get famous.
How would you explain to like a 12-year-old today or you know in a few years like why Kim Kardashian is famous?
Yeah, well, that's a big part of this movie. That's a way, a valid way, not just to get famous, but she has a cottage industry. Her sisters, who are even did even less. I mean,
yeah.
They must sit there every day and go, Kim, just thank you so much for, remember when you sucked that guy's d*** and taped it and then released it and leaked it? Oh, I don't know how it got in. Thank you so much because now I'm on the cover of Sports Illustrated and I'm going to parties with Gucci Mane and, you know, yeah, great. And it helps having an awful, shallow whore of a mother, you know?
Yeah.
So that helps.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, my man, my brother.
Did you write this?
No, and that was part of why I was so excited, because I love David Cross, been a fan of his for years, and to hear him say something similar to me, it made me feel special.
Thank you so much for, was it RJ? The sex tape?
Ray J.
Well, at least we know who you got to blow to get on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
And that should be his pickup line to women. Hey, you want to be famous?
Aki.
Thank you so much for... Remember when you sucked that guy's d*** and taped it and then released it and leaked it? Oh, I don't know how it got in. Thank you so much because now I'm on the cover of Sports Illustrated and I'm going to parties with Gucci Mane and, you know, yeah, great. And it helps having an awful, shallow whore of a mother, you know? So that helps as well, to whore out your kids to make money. I think that's a great example, something we should all aspire to here in America. See Hits. You'll know what I'm talking about.
I had to leave in his plug.
Is it called See Hits, or is he saying
it's called
See Hits? Because if it's the letter C in Hits,
that's even
better.
Yeah. No, it's just called Hits. It's a dark comedy exploring the nature of fame in the 21st century YouTube America. Film takes place in a small town upstate New York, populated by people who trade in unrealistic expectations.
So I'm going to guess the Honey Boo Boos Badger, whoever that was, they're probably going to be in this.
I don't think
it's going to be a lot of reality.
I don't think it's necessary. It's not a documentary.
Oh, okay. But I like the way he plays off the whole Kardashian thing. It's all positive. It all sounds, thank you so much for blowing that guy.
Right. Yes, and it is 12-year-old. Because, again, I like thinking of him actually telling this to a 12-year-old. Makes it even better, since that was the question. It's a viable way to get famous. Look at this whole family. And I actually saw the headline yesterday or this morning that said Kim Kardashian thinks only a small percentage of people, she doesn't understand why people think her sex tape is the only reason she's famous.
Did anybody, I saw that and I threw it away. I didn't even read it. Did anybody know who she was before the tape?
Very few.
She was one of Paris Hilton's good friends. And I think she was Paris Hilton's personal closet organizer before the sex tape.
All right. But, I mean, there had to be, was there this need to see the sex tape because Ray J was in it?
Yeah, at the time, Ray J was more famous than Kim Kardashian. But Kardashian had the last name that was at least somewhat familiar because Robert Kardashian, the dad, who was OJ's attorney. So there was some name recognition there, even though technically she was a nobody.
And Kim kind of came in on the coattails of Paris Hilton's own sex tape.
Ugh. And that's what Kim means. It's not just my sex tape. It was also Paris Hilton's and all these other people.
What is this next clip? It says Kanye saying something.
He was on Ryan Seacrest's show yesterday morning, and he was kind of backpedaling a little bit what he said at the Grammys about Beck.
Voices in my head told me, go up. And then, like, what I really, you know, wanted to do is just joke around with what had happened before, but I just really didn't want to take away from Beck's moment or the time he's having to talk, because, you know, the Grammys, they play, you know, music really quick no matter who you are and everything, so I didn't want anything to take away from his scream time. Beck is one of the nicest guys and one of the most respected musicians in the game. So.
Why does he sound so cordial sometimes?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It really sounds like when he first said voices in my head, it actually would make sense if he has some type of mental problem where he at least is two distinct different people.
It would have been great had he thought this out ahead of time if it just wasn't one of those flash thingies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If, you know, anybody other than Beyonce,
mm-hmm.
anybody other than Beyonce wins, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to take the mic and I go, this man right here, Beck, deserves this. Beyonce sucks. That new album of hers, I couldn't believe they put it on anything. Almost undoing. That would have been, that would have gone viral in itself.
Yeah.
So it's nothing that I would want to do as a fellow musician to disrespect him in any way.
Well, you just did right there.
Yeah.
As a fellow musician. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, because when you think about it, it's like the thing you said the other night after the Grammys on the E! Show was Beck needs to respect artistry and give his award to Beyonce.
Well, I was caught up in a moment. I really wanted Beyonce to win.
Well, then I tell you what, Kanye.
But I didn't realize I was going to hurt Beck's feelings. I didn't realize how of a runt he was.
He's a little fragile man. If you hiccup wrong, it may hurt his feelings.
Actually, I read someplace he had changed his name from Speck.
Musicians in the game. So it's nothing that I would want to do as a fellow musician to disrespect him in any way. Beck says, literally said, I think Beyonce should have won it. And when I said that thing about respect artistry, you know, I think it came off the wrong way, and that was a miswording on my part.
Trying to give him the benefit. Because there are times everybody said something and it didn't really come out the way they meant it. But because he always rants and complains about certain artists or him not getting their accolades, I would think he's probably got his rants down.
I would think so, yeah. And then if you want cut 14, he mentions something with Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift came up to me right afterwards, literally right afterwards, and tells me that I should have went on stage. She wants to get in the studio, and we're definitely going to go in. And, you know, any artist with an amazing point of view, perspective, fan base, I'm down to get in the studio and work.
I want to say there, I could see different parts of his character that you could like, because it doesn't always sound like he's on one of those me roles.
He's not. But then I always keep in mind that if he shows some flash of humanity, something where he seems like a decent person, I'm always reminded that he's married to Kim Kardashian. And he just comes crashing back down in my mind.
But a lot of times people who are a-holes or egotistical, if they show an act of kindness or whatever, sometimes it means more.
It's true. Yes, that is true.
I was waiting for somebody to give me a compliment. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
437, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagles traffic brought to you by ExxonMobil. Let's start off in Dallas, eastbound I-20, right at Bonnie View. Still got that road construction blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Hampton Road. It's about an hour delay through it. Good luck with that. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, just before Mockingbird. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still backed up onto Woodall Rogers back from I-35. Still in Dallas, southbound 75, right at Mid-Park. It's kind of right underneath the High 5. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from the Beltline. In Lewisville, southbound I-35, right at the Lake Lewisville Bridge. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Lake Dallas Drive. And finally, in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right near Cherry Lane. Got the right lane and the entrance lane blocked due to an incident there. Traffic is completely stopped back from Ridgemar. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by The Slap tonight on NBC. Clear tonight, 36 for a low. Sunny tomorrow, 68 for the high. Right now, 57 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
My mom used to use on me as a kid. Turn me on, turn me off. The slapper. I wasn't paying any attention. What is the slap about?
It's a new drama on NBC. I'm not sure if it's got to be a mini series, not a whole.
It looks like a mini series.
It's the guy that plays in Spock in the new Star Trek movies, Zachary Quinto.
Yes.
He plays a parent, and he slaps like his neighbor's kid in his backyard.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like that could be a series.
I think it's that's why it's
a mini series.
Yeah, a mini series, especially because the cast that's in it, they're all in movies.
Yeah, it's Uma Thurman, Tandy Newton. There's a lot of big stars in it.
Okay. Any more audio? Any more backlash from regarding Brian Williams? I mean, the way they are pounding on him, I understand credibility news. That's almost like you're you would think there's a Hippocratic oath, like for doctors. Same thing with the newsman. I swear to report the news. I won't lie about being shot down in something.
Yeah, you never take an oath. It's just something that's expected.
But the way they're just pounding him, you would have thought he went on some type of anti-Semitic rant or just came out and blatantly said, "I hate."
Yeah, I mean, you've got some people are taking that stance. Most of what I've seen, though, has been a lot of memes, a lot of things going around the internet. People mainly just kind of making fun of the Brian Williams situation or making fun of him directly. Not so, you know, hate fueled as it is just.
And I know there's speculation that possibly Jon Stewart is going to take over the NBC Nightly News.
I know. I've been hearing that all week, and frankly, I've been annoyed by it for 2 days now because
today was the first time I'd seen it, and they're going, "Well, you know, the whole timing is coincidental." I don't believe Jon Stewart had a contract where he could just leave at any point in time from Comedy Central.
No, his contract's up in September.
And he had no idea this was coming up.
No. The news that Jon Stewart is leaving The Daily Show surfaced at about the exact time as the news that NBC suspended Brian Williams for 6 months. More than likely, total coincidence. But what if it wasn't? The New York Daily News says the timing is hard to ignore. NBC suspended Brian through August. John's Comedy Central contract is up in September.
Now, I know we played audio from the interview that Rodney Anderson did with Jeff Crilly. Jeff Crilly says, "I don't think he's coming back."
If he's not coming back, why does NBC suspend him for 6 months, just outright fire him?
Maybe just to gauge the interest when he comes back. Are people still pissed?
Yeah.
So he.
But even Rush Limbaugh suggested something similar because we know he's the bastion of credibility. He says that it's part of some liberal media conspiracy.
Meaning what?
Saying that they suspend Brian Williams and then they take Jon Stewart and put him in the nightly news seat.
Because he also thinks Stephen Colbert taking over Letterman show, think that's a liberal move.
Yes. Liberal media, conspiracy.
They don't even know what Colbert's political views are, because everything he does on Comedy Central or did was all satire.
His satire as a conservative, meaning he's actually liberal. He's a dirty, dirty liberal. You know, it's kind of like...
That's why I don't like it when Dr. Thornton calls me liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my mind, if I only hate people that have screwed me around, or if somebody wants to do something that doesn't affect me, all of a sudden, that makes me a liberal. Well, you've got to care. I care about people who have done me wrong,
mm-hmm.
or done something wrong to one of my officers or one of my firefighters.
Right.
And I'm not just going to hate a group because they've got different theologies.
But a lot of people do, and part of the reason some of those...
Well, you're a liberal. Suck my...
And part of the reason why people have that view is because Rush Limbaugh has put it out there as a negative thing. It's negative to be called a liberal. And so, and it works.
To me, almost, I would prefer liberal. Actually, they use it to define people who think logically. Of there's nothing you can do. You can't go too far to the left or too far to the right and be thinking logically. There has to be something in the middle.
That's what I was saying. Like, referring to someone as liberal is now kind of a dirty word to some. And that's why I feel happy to label myself, I'm independent. I'm in the middle, damn it.
Independent almost sounds liberal, though.
To a staunch conservative, yeah.
You're an independent because neither one of the parties would have you.
Yeah. You can't pick a side. You're a waffler. No. I'm with you. What you said, Russ. I have logic. I'm able to live on both sides.
Just think of life as... If you were in a courtroom and you're the judge, I want to hear everything. And okay, I don't care what anybody calls me as far as being liberal or conservative. I don't think he did it. Let him go. I looked at all the evidence. People don't want to look at the evidence. People just want to take a
snapshot.
A snapshot out of somebody's life and go, that's that, and I hate them. Or all Muslims hate America. Or Kanye. I hate to defend him. There's a story right there. See a picture of Kanye?
Yeah.
I don't know why the emails just started going around. A listener sent it to me yesterday.
Anytime Kanye does something over the top stupid, it resurfaces.
Okay, well, he didn't really do anything.
No.
But the email said Kanye West played, I think it was a paralyzed basketball team, and scored 106 points on him.
Yeah.
Which makes him look like a hoe.
Mm-hmm. On September 17th, 2014, the Daily Courant published an article posting that rapper Kanye West had scored 106 points in a charity basketball game against a team of children in wheelchairs.
Is that the story that I printed?
Yeah.
Okay, I pulled that off Snopes. That was easy enough. I just Googled Kanye wheelchair. Snopes, one of the first ones to come up, look at it, and the result... is false.
It
didn't
false.
Happen.
No. A charity basketball game didn't go exactly as planned yesterday when Kanye West scored 106 points against a team of handicapped children. The game was a PR move intended to smooth over the controversy that erupted this week between Kanye and the disabled community. At one of his concerts recently, West repeatedly asked wheelchair fans to stand and refused to apologize for his mistake afterwards. The basketball wheelchair charity for cancer event pitted disabled middle school children against Kanye and his entourage. Kanye's team seemed hesitant to play as hard since they were not also in wheelchairs as originally planned. By the end of the day, links, excerpts referencing the article were being circulated via social media, with many of those who encountered such reports mistaking them for genuine news items.
And what was it called? Like the Daily Courant?
Yeah.
And somebody talked to them and they said, are you a real newspaper?
No.
It's satirical. We make stuff up. Had anybody vetted the story, called us and asked who our sources were, then we could have told you, we made it up. It's like you know anything from The Onion.
It's the same thing.
You know, there's no. Weekly World News or whoever had the Bat Boy.
Yep.
Somebody's got to help that poor child.
No.
But the way they write it, you would just want it to be real.
Yeah. The listener that sent me the link to the story, he goes, I don't know if this is real, but I hope it is. So I just immediately hit Snopes. It said false. And I sent the link back to him to the Snopes story. I went, well, damn it.
Yeah. See, at least in the old days, this was the sort of thing that you would get as an email forward. Now, you can slap it directly onto Facebook or whatever other social media, and you save all the time from people having to, you know, look at it in their email. Now it's just out there, and everyone starts sharing it, and they think it's real because no one checks anything.
And you know what? Indirectly, I can see how possibly this could affect what's going on with Brian Williams, because there are so many news stories that aren't vetted. They're not checked out. And now you've got somebody that's supposed to be the head of NBC News and the face of their news department who's now been telling fibs.
Mm-hmm.
So I can sort of see the uproar, but he's just so likable.
And in the end, that may be the one thing that saves him. Because it's weird, because part of what sunk him was probably the fact that he wanted to be more entertainment than news, but it also may be what saves him. It's like, I don't know, did we ever read the thing, or was it yesterday? Brian Williams, there are sources inside NBC that's saying he wanted the Tonight Show gig.
I said that.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
I said it before any rumors or anything.
That was in the story yesterday.
Well, they announced that Jimmy Fallon was going to, and Jimmy obviously has done a fine job, and he realized, all right, my interview skills suck, so let's do a lot of bits and games and just get everybody involved and have good bands.
Yeah.
But Brian Williams, I think he could do it.
Yeah, and apparently it was after Leno announced that he was going to retire again, Brian Williams supposedly went to top NBC brass and lobbied for the job, saying, hey, man, give me this. I want to do this. You know I can do this. You've seen me on 30 Rock. You've seen me on Letterman.
These are rumors.
Yeah, this was inside unnamed sources at NBC.
I wouldn't have blamed him. I mean, that's, after a while, I don't know how you want to sit at the same desk every day unless you're just – if he gathers some of his own news. So, you know, he's always got something to do as opposed to just an anchor that sits there, looks at the camera, and reads the teleprompter. And that's all you do. Read somebody else's words all the time. I'd lose it.
I'm sure he writes some of his own stuff. And as I think he's managing director of NBC News, so he's going to have a lot of say. He's going to have a lot of input. He's going to be overseeing many different people. So he's going to know that whole newscast, that's his baby.
Well, I think...
Good evening, it's Tom Brokaw.
Okay, I got it now. Now I understand why you have to do the Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Think, well, you're getting a character.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it?
Hi, it's Luke Bryan. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Yeah, there it is.
My face. Okay, I lost it.
Yeah, man, you got music.
Good evening, this is Tom Brokaw from releasing IA News in New York. I am still pissed off at Brian Williams. I think there should be some reprimand. I have some demands if they will let him back on to NBC Nightly News.
Really?
I think he should take Strawberry Shortcake to a father-daughter dance. I don't know what that means. Cole wrote it.
Like the cartoon character Strawberry Shortcake?
Yes. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly. Strawberry Shortcake cartoon character to a father daughter event.
Okay.
In Faruja.
That's going to go over well.
I also want him to knit me a scarf from Meredith Vieira's hair.
That's some serious talent. Mm-hmm.
I just say, if you're going to lie to the American public, there needs to be some type of emotional whipping.
Wow.
Not with a belt like what Connie Chang and I used to be into. Sometimes she used the belt too hard, and everybody did not have fun. I also think he should reprimand. He should re-roof my house using David Letterman's shingles.
Letterman had shingles.
That's what I gathered. Yeah.
It's old Steve Allen joke. Said he probably should have got aluminum siding.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want anything else that I'm pissed off about?
Yeah, I'm always curious to hear what you're up to, Tom.
All right, because I'm kind of into my bro claw.
Yes.
He's solid.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to take this jar of piss and clean my aquarium with special attention to the treasure chest of the little diver guy, because he never gets enough attention. and he always looks scared when that chest opens up.
Okay.
I also think he should eat. Really? You had to write this.
What?
I want him to eat pistachio.
Oh.
To eat pistachios.
There you go.
I out of Gordon Lightfoot's hole. And then when that Willard Scott is doing that stupid birthday thing with people over 100.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to go up and shoot a wad right on Scott's head. Or maybe his inoculation scar on his arm. Smucker that. I think he should also, if you don't mind if I continue.
Yeah, please. I need to hear more.
I want him to wrap his with stink bait and then go swimming naked in the Hudson.
Oh, my God. It's pretty hardcore just to let Brian Williams back on the nightly news.
Or wrap the snake bait around his penis and then go tell Kanye, hey, I just f***ed your wife. We'll be back
to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
502. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by The Slaps. Tonight on NBC. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, right near Cherry Lane. Got an accident there in the clearing state. This traffic is completely stopped back in Ridgemar. Try taking Camp Bowie or something. Let's see. In Louisville, southbound I-35, right at the Lake Louisville Bridge. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to Lake Dallas Drive. In Plano, southbound 75 at Parker Road. That stalled vehicle has been pushed off to the right shoulder. Traffic is still unwinding back to Spring Creek Parkway. In Richardson now, northbound 75, right at Spring Valley. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from around the High 5. Finally, in Dallas, eastbound I-20, right at Bonnie View. Still got that road construction there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back to Hampton Road. Try taking another way. It's about an hour delay through it if you try and sit through it. You see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number's 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by ExxonMobil. Clear skies tonight, 36 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny, 68 for the high. Right now, 57 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hi, I'm Navy Seaman Matthew Ricks from Roy City, Texas, and currently at sea aboard the aircraft carrier USS George Washington. We are forward deployed to Yokosuka, Japan, and ready to defend America at all times. I want to give a shout-out to all my family and friends back home and thank everyone for your support of the U.S. Navy.
Okay, I forgot what I was going to say. I got this email. I just like one of the last lines. Pretty much it's self-serving of how much he likes us in the show.
Okay. I mean, thank you, but yeah.
Well, I know. Normally, if I get a really nice email, obviously this guy has emailed me before saying something kind about the show, and I always reply with, thanks for putting up with us.
Mm-hmm.
Russ, big fan of the show for a while. But first of all, the subject line is, I think I've been absorbed.
No.
I think he's talking kind of like the Borg.
Okay, that's better.
But he means absorbed by the show.
Yeah.
Wanted to share something alarming that's been going on since I made listening to your show part of my daily routine. Your redneck on the phone bit sent me into such hysterics of laughter many times. I found myself having audible dialogue with myself in a poorly emulated version of your bit. So I guess he sits in his truck and goes, hey, what are you doing?
I don't know. What am I doing?
Oh, man.
Am I driving?
Are you?
Man, I love that for them to record that.
Yeah, really.
Record what? Oh, their dialogue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's just what I'm surmising by his email.
I'm with you.
Dialogue in a poorly... I can think of something monumentally stupid to say. And then sometimes I think like Dan O'Malley's Luke Bryan, also brilliant. Just going about my day, thinking of the stupidest, most backwards things to say and comment on, and then actually saying it to people.
All right, that's actually kind of fun.
I can't ever hold it in. It's like a sneeze. I say something a la redneck, laugh myself silly about half the time, then deal with the stares. It's slowly consuming my life. And half the time, my family thinks I found some lead paint. That thing cut off. That was the line I liked. Treats. I've been eating lead paint treats.
All right.
And decided it makes a tasty snack. I don't even care. It's too funny not to do. And then he thanks us for sharing the show. And it's always a pleasure to put up with. Then he has more compliments. So
it's very nice.
What was his name? Jacob.
We're going to have to get Jacob tested, Mama.
Uh-oh. For what?
Well, we think he's back into the lead paint chips. He specifically went and bought a house in South Dallas that could eat it.
Half of it's gone.
Like his own gingerbread house, but just made out of paint chips. It was about him and lead. So we had to send him to lead rehab. And he started huffing Aquanet. That's hairspray.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. Funnier in my head.
It's also really funny in Jacob's truck.
It seems like it's snowballing. The idiotic things that we do on a day, and we know they're stupid. It's some type of broadcast Tourette's. We can't shake it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't know if it's getting worse. Like you said, it's snowballing, or just one or two people said they were having issues with it, and so now other people feel like they're not alone. So then they are coming forward saying, me too, kind of like Cosby's.
I was just about to say that.
As I was saying it, I was just like, why does this sound familiar? Oh, yeah, that's why.
People are going to get together and have their own support group.
I just walk around the office telling all my coworkers, Russ Martin raped me back in 1974. Gave me some type of dope. I think they were Flintstones chewables. I passed out.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Who knew those Flintstones chewables would knock you out?
Those are potent.
Through their robe?
Yeah, he didn't bother lifting the robe up.
Damn.
He just scooched me right through my flannels.
Then now, guys, you can't have your emails. Guys can't have sex because now they're thinking about Merle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one guy emailed me saying that you've surpassed Rick Rolling by what you did with the guy on the email where you sent him the link to the Merle song.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said he got the Merle song stuck in his head while he was having sex with his wife, and it ruined the moment. And she gets pissed off. And so I replied with, sorry, brother. And then I just typed, made it look like a URL of girls in tiny bikinis. And then you can highlight that and then put a different URL in there.
Which you did.
Which took him straight to Merle singing Big Wheels.
Yep. So now the guy that emailed said there is now Big Wheeling as opposed to
Rick Rolling?
Rick Rolling, yeah. Man, Russ Big Wheeled me. Damn it.
Okay. I don't want to take anything away from Rick Astley.
No. Because it's still saying something if you know, a good proper Rickroll. It should always be appreciated.
Yeah, I guess we could start doing that with breaking news. Looks like there's another police chase on Channel 5.
Oh, boy, pull it up.
Help me, Jesus.
Damn it, he did it again. That son of a bitch. How many times is he going to big wheel us?
You want to go ahead and start news or have more audio? Because I'm going to try and call Mayor Price and see if Sergeant... Damn, my stock went up again.
Really? What's yeah. What's it up to now?
126.50.
Yeah.
I bought it at 118. And I'm not saying what it is.
Right.
Because I still think if you have a vested interest in stock, I think there's something illegal about talking about it on the air.
I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
If I didn't own any of this stock, then I think I could.
Yes. Yeah, then it'd just be, you know, opinion type stuff.
But the only reason I invested in this was because Ryan McDonald, who runs... Yeah, you know what? You can ask him. I think he could... You wanted to... I think their website is Lakeside Financial Services. They go, hey, what's this stock?
Yeah.
Because I can't really tell you on the air. But you kind of want to share because it looks like it's doing well. And his projections of it going up to 150 by the summer, I think it's going to go well beyond that.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I just had stocks pulled up on my phone. So it's Lakeside Financial Services. He does all the foundation work for us for free. Takes care of the finances, everything. So he deserves something. And he's done it for years. Anyway, I was going to try and call Mayor Price and see how Sergeant Drake was doing.
Nice.
So you do news and I'll...
Sure, see. That works.
Okay. All right, 512. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Thursday, February 12th, 2015. Birthdays today.
Are you sure?
Yes. Pretty sure. Birthdays today. Robert Griffin III, now Redskins quarterback, is 25, formerly of the Baylor Bears. Actress Christina Ricci is 35. Sylvia Saint, porn star, turns 39. She starred in over 300 films, including Uranus Experiment 1, 2, and 3, as well as Sergeant Pecker's Lonely Hearts Club Gangbang. Director Darren Aronofsky is 46, Josh Brolin, 47, Arsenio Hall is 59. From Growing Pains, Joanna Kearns, 62, Michael McDonald is 63. From Top Gun, Total Recall, and a few others, Michael Ironside turned 65. Mo Bandy turned 71.
From Mo and Joe, where's the dress?
Only because of Russ's country mea culpa, or not mea culpa, but coming out party. That's what it is. That's the only reason I even highlighted that.
Judy Blume knows who Mo and Joe are.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I wouldn't have said it if it wasn't for all the Merle and the Buck Owens. I just would have skipped over it. Now I got to say it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm having to leave a message.
Okay. I'm going to be quiet.
No. That's why. Well, yeah. Just give me a second. Mm-hmm. It's one of those ones with all the instructions at the end.
We all know the end.
Mayor Price, it's Russ Martin. It's about 5:15 on a... Thursday or Friday morning.
Thank you.
Give me a call when you can. I want to see if we have time to talk to Sergeant Drake and see if there's anything that his family needs or just whatever. You have my number. Call me back.
Don't.
You little.
Don't. Stop it. Russell.
You hot mess of a monkey.
Oh, wait. I sounded like you at the end.
Yeah. It's a gang.
Okay. We'll turn the phone back on in case she calls. Okay. Go ahead.
You're a nasty man. One of the three Powerball jackpot tickets in Wednesday's drawing was sold at a convenience store in Princeton, just east of McKinney. According to the Texas Lottery, stores that sell winning tickets receive 1% of the jackpot portion sold in the state, and then that's capped at $1 million. Two other winning tickets were purchased.
Well, that's f***ed up.
Yeah.
Everything's got these special rules and caps, and you win the money, and then you got it, money that you got from the state, and then they want part of it back in taxes.
Yeah.
That's f***ed up.
It's a good racket.
How many people match the numbers?
You got three. You had two other winning tickets were purchased in North Carolina and Puerto Rico. The first...
Oh, I didn't know this was a multi-state thing.
Yeah, it's Powerball.
Well, I don't know if Texas had our own Powerball.
No, Texas has Texas Lottery.
Okay.
And then Powerball is multi-state as well as Mega Millions.
All right, so how much was the total take?
$564 million was the final estimate.
564 and then...
Divide by three, which is...
I got to get up to million. And then three more. 560. Yeah, there it is. And how many people?
Three.
Divided by three. 188 million apiece.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
Now,
I wonder
should
how
the
much
winners,
of that... And what do they tax it at?
I think the state or federal takes at least half.
Yeah. You also get...
Well, that's bullshit.
It is. But hey, it's part of the deal.
Well, maybe the upside is you live in Texas. If the feds take half, at least you don't have to pay state taxes on what you want. If you win in Texas.
Yeah. I assume, yeah.
But you probably still have to add it on his income, so you're going to... Well, the feds should only take money out once.
Well, they should.
Because
but...
we don't pay state taxes in Texas, or we don't have to file returns. If the feds take out half, I shouldn't have to show anything else on my income. But you know they're going to take, all right, we took half. But you still got to show the divided by two.
Channel 5.
$94 million. Channel 5 what?
They're breaking it down right now.
Okay.
$6 million each. And those winners, they're not the only ones that are cashing in. Jay Gray is live in Princeton where that winning ticket was sold. And Jay?
Well, my numbers didn't match hers at all.
Right?
That's because she had the lump sum payout.
They are. What an exciting day here. Business as usual, maybe a little busier than usual because of all the hubbub here. Look, this has been like...
So the owner of that Princeton store got $1 million.
Yes, he will. Yeah, if they decide to take the lump sum payout, the 564 jackpot goes down to 381 before taxes. And that goes out to...
And most financial experts recommend taking the payout.
Yes.
Not the long term.
No. I forget why, but yes, that's what they recommend.
You're losing out to inflation. What you do is you take your lump sum and then invest it properly to where you at least beat inflation.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I wonder how long it would take to make up all the money you gave up. You know, just because of inflation. Does that not make sense how I'm asking it?
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But if you invest it, yeah, I don't care. Like any of us. But yeah, I saw the story today of one of the winning numbers was in Collin County. Damn, I knew I should have stopped by 7-Eleven. Like that was going to change anything.
Right.
Just because it was in the same county I live in. It should give me something just for what I pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then the other option is the lottery payments 30 times over 29 years. So, yeah, each person's going to get, I think that their number on Channel 5 is like 124 or something like that.
$124 million up front?
On the lump sum, yeah. That's if the 381 divided by 3.
And the feds get half.
Yeah, roughly.
Even though feds didn't play.
Mm. So, yeah, you'll end up with, you know, call it, you know, about a little over $60 million.
Which is still dandy.
Which is really odd, though, when you think about it. It's like, okay, $564 million jackpot. Lump sum, down to 381. Then you got to split it three ways. You're like, all right, that's still $124 million or whatever it is. And then it's like, oh, damn, taxes, 60. Well, I'm practically broke. It's just amazing how such a large number just gets kneecapped farther and farther down the list.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful up front until you figure out it's like going on the Price is Right. I would bet very few people who win the big showcase showdown, whatever, get to keep any of that because they can't afford the taxes.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when Oprah gave everybody a car, I would bet most of those people couldn't afford the taxes.
And you know, everyone's like, oh my God, we got a car. You did, but those taxes.
Yeah, like, I wonder how they're going to work that. Southwest Kia gave that lady that was in the car wreck yesterday, gave her a new Kia. She's going to be responsible for the taxes.
Right.
I wonder if she's going to be able to afford that.
I bet she will. The reason why I say that is because someone had started a GoFundMe to raise money so she could buy a new car. Now, since she's been given one, I would imagine they can just take the money from the GoFundMe account and just pay for the taxes.
And you're going to get something from her van. I mean, it's total. So the insurance company's going to have to pay her something.
You would, yeah, absolutely.
So maybe she's in the clear.
I would think so.
The only thing that would have made the story better for me, had they known this guy was being chased by the police and they stepped in as vigilantes.
Oh, yeah.
But it was more of just a family thing. Look what you did to my van and look at my child.
Right.
And the police are chasing you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. It's my civil duty. My boyfriend's going to have to back up 5 feet then come beat your ass.
Get that running start. That all-important running start.
Alfie, if you have time, see if you pull up one of the stories and find the name of the guy who lost his challenger.
Got it.
Because he's still the one that nobody really talked to a lot. They just said, well, what happened? Well, I walked out towards my car, and this guy said, get away from it. And I said, well, that's my car. He goes, yeah, I know. Get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it took off in his brand new challenger.
Such a horrible feeling. I mean, I
that's why I
want to
know, did he see the police chase live, or was he busy with the police report? You're seeing it afterwards. You already know the car is wrecked, so the magic is gone. You just want to watch it go, man, damn it, man, use turn signal, do something. At least didn't hit anybody. No, it's
man, you just told him my ride.
He's going to go back to his insurance company. Well, you know, there's depreciation. I just bought it. Yeah,
yep.
But it's wrecked.
What's it, like a 20% when you pull up the lot?
And did you give that guy permission to drive the car? Because if you didn't, you're not covered.
We're going to have to raise your rate.
I wonder if he had left it. Regardless, it's not pertinent. I just want to know if he watched the chase. Because of everybody involved, he was the one, for the most part, had the vested interest in how it turned out.
Oh, yeah. And no car dealership has tracked him down, as far as we know, to say, hey, we're sorry about your loss.
But you didn't get out and whoop somebody's ass.
That's true. And your car wasn't quite as sympathetic as the minivan.
And I think the upside to, what was the lady's name?
Jessica.
Yeah. Miss Leisman, is she got to that car, the Challenger, so quick, the perp didn't have time to go for his gun.
No. And it's great when you go back and watch it again, because he starts to try to get out of the car to make a run for it. And when she gets there, she shoves the car door back on him, which puts him back in the car. It's a brilliant move of what you should do in that situation.
That's a mama badger move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, screw the mama bear thing. That's getting stupid.
And everybody used it.
Right.
She was a mama bear. She was a pissed off bitch. And she had every reason to be.
Yes.
And I'm surprised that they didn't charge the perp with more than they did. I would tack on everything. You know, speeding through a school zone. Hitting those cars. His intent wasn't really to assault those people, but somehow worked that in. Because if you're trying to get away and you run into a squad car, all of a sudden, that's assault on a police officer.
Yeah, and that's not, you're right, but I think what they'll do is they'll figure out, okay, let's hit him with the most serious stuff, because speeding through a school zone, that's not going to be what puts him in jail for years. Even though it sounds good to just, when you read it all off.
Well, 16 in a school zone is going to be a pretty good fine.
In the city, yeah, go ahead and, yeah, sure, go for it. Light him up on all of it.
Okay. Got about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay.
If you want the guy who got carjacked, name is Dracellus Hunter.
How do you spell it?
Drecellus Hunter.
Got it. Let me see if you can find him on Facebook or something. Or if someone knows Dracellus, tell him we'd like to talk to him. But do not tell him we're giving him a car. For his free car, you want to call Southwest Kia,
mm-hmm.
or 214-787-1061.
Damn. I suspect we'll be hearing from Billy the Kid soon.
Wouldn't be surprised if Patrick Davis didn't come running through the wall right now.
This
does his Kool-Aid man thing.
Uh-huh.
He'll stop giving away cars.
We did one today.
On other stations.
Well, what the hell? We used to give away Kiss FM's free gas Fridays.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. I forgot who our inside man was.
I did too.
But they would always call and they'd give us the information. And so, I don't know. What would we do? About 20 minutes before,
uh-huh.
we'd announce before they did on the air
yep.
where the free gas was going to be. Officer Mondo was big on going to those.
Yeah, he was. He loved that. Did Patrick ever say anything to you about that? After we got hired on over here?
He did. He said, first of all, I'd forgotten about it.
Yeah.
He said, who was the inside guy? I went, I really don't know.
I used to talk to the person, and I can't remember who the hell it was. Damn it.
Do you remember what they did?
No. I want to say someone, it was either promotions or engineering, which if you work in radio, you know that it's going to be one of those two departments.
I think they had, you know, like the, if they did it, you know, every Friday, I think they just put it up on the calendar on a poster board, on a bulletin board someplace, so anybody could have seen it.
Yeah.
And then after we gave away a bunch of their gas, they started concealing it, and then they started picking two locations, and I think only one person would know which one it really was going to be. And that person told us what it was.
I really wish I could remember. Damn.
Man, we were some assholes. And then the final day they did it, they moved it, and we didn't get the location. So I just gave somebody in promotions. I went, here's a grand. Go buy gas for some people. We should pay for it at least once.
And that was very nice of you. Sorry. My bad. I take it back.
Okay. It's still going in your personal file.
No, leave it out of the file. It's not. No, come on. It's just, I missed.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:40, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by The Slap tonight on NBC. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 right at Bonnie View. Got some road construction blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's jacked up back to Hampton Road. About a 45-minute delay through it. And in Dallas, eastbound I-30 right near Lawnview. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from Westmoreland through the downtown canyon. Traffic's backed up about a 45-minute delay there as well. In Garland now, eastbound 635 just before Centerville. Ferguson got some police activity or something going on there. Traffic's backed up back from La Prada. In Sunnyvale, eastbound 80, just after Collins Road, got an accident blocking, the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Beltline. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20, right at Hemphill, got a car that was on fire. It's still blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Granbury Road. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Sorry, wrong button.
That's okay. It still works.
You want me to do weather?
If you want to.
You have it written down?
Yep. Number 5.
Is the what?
The Staples Weather Center.
This is Tom Brokaw from ACLA News in New York. The weather is brought to you from the Staples Weather Center and sponsored by a SWAP. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
A SWAP. Tonight on NBC. Eagle weather for Dallas, Fort Worth, tonight clear of 36. Tomorrow, 68. Now there's no temperature here. 57?
Yeah.
It's 57 in Fallujah.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
But you love your metal stuff. You love your white makeup and your eyeliner and your goth stuff. There's only one goth. That's Garth Brooks.
Somebody asked me for that clip today. Someone found it.
So random.
If it's something short like that, I'll go find it and send it to him. If it's a long segment or whatever, it's like russmartin.fm.
Yeah.
Well, you got to pay for that.
Yeah.
And what do we do with the money?
You give it to, oh.
You know, actually, I thought about this. Is because I missed so many days in January. Not that many in February. But I felt bad. People paid, you know, if you've got the monthly subscription, you pay $10 and you probably got three new shows out of the month.
Right.
Thinking about putting a section in there of like a compilation of maybe all the 911 calls.
Just something extra to sort of make up for the lost time.
Just so there's something there. All the Dando spots.
That'd be a good idea.
I can't really think of anything else, but nobody, unless Jacob hasn't told me, has complained of, we'll pay $10 and all I got was three or four new shows whole month.
I haven't gotten any. At this point, people would pretty much know not to send you a complaint, although some still occasionally slip through.
Well, but this one's justified. It's like if you subscribe to the Dallas Morning News and they went, yeah, we were sick most of the month, so
we just,
here's a Sunday paper and a couple of Wednesdays.
From last year.
Yeah.
Can't even use those coupons.
Here's a green sheet in the shopping news just for a bonus. Take these. Okay, so you think that's worth messing with?
I think so.
Okay.
If it's not too much trouble.
I also have some of the, a few of the Dando spots that aren't bleeped.
That may be something.
That would be a treat, I
yeah,
think.
That'd be a special treat to make up for the January stuff.
Yeah, because sometimes when you play those off the air, it's like, oh man, that is a little bit better with the real words.
Yeah, on occasion, it helps.
Or yeah, I put in reads, you know, the initial read, where obviously I don't get it right, so I have to cut a line over and over and over and over and, you know, give them the raw stuff. Something to make up for me being lazy.
I don't think it's you being lazy. I think it's you being sick.
But
downtrodden,
yeah,
by your allergies.
I played Chloe the Dando spot without the music, just me recording it, the voice part, the first time.
Right.
That's cool. It's kind of like outtakes.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Anyway, it loses so much when you can't say shit. And I really think that's one of the FCC's to take off the list. Because everybody uses it in everyday conversation, in every form possible.
In every school. Because ultimately, that's what you're worried about. You know, what if kids hear it? Kids have heard way worse. Mm-hmm. Way worse. I heard way worse when I was a kid from my own mother. Dear God.
We use it, you know, any type of description. You know, smells like, tastes like, runs like. She drives a piece of.
Mm-hmm.
He's a piece of shit. I work in a hole.
It's very versatile.
It's amazing how we've just turned it into a catch-all for everything, mm-hmm, or even a compliment. Hey, man, that's the shit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Then I could get away with calling Sean Rabbit eater on the air.
But you like Sean.
I know. We do that to people we like.
Sometimes, yes. Other times, we mean it for the people we don't like.
Well, and they know because they never hear from us. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Obviously, Valentine's Day is Saturday, so E! Online put together a list of the 18 most romantic movie moments ever.
I'll bet you I haven't seen most of them.
I was actually surprised that I had seen most of them.
And the ones that I've seen, I'm sure I hated.
All right, let's go through. Start at 18, work our way up. 18, love it. You have not seen this. The love at first sight moment in Romeo and Juliet.
Nope.
Okay.
Romeo and Juliet, actually, just the story itself is a downer.
Well, yeah. They die.
Yeah.
Was the one with Leonardo DiCaprio, one of the more recent ones.
Did he die?
Claire Danes. Yeah, they still died. They stayed true to the original, you know.
I don't know why people always refer to that as, oh, what a romantic story. Was it Shakespeare?
Yeah. No, it's actually
a movie. It's just, it's so romantic, and the plight against the father, the sheriff, and wherefore out there, and then everybody dies. Yeah, that's a good movie.
17, the pottery scene in Ghost.
Okay, I saw Ghost. I like Ghost, but I only liked it because of Whoopi Goldberg. Girl, you in danger.
Girl, you in danger. 16, Kathleen discovers her anonymous online love is Joe in You've Got Mail.
Never saw it.
Really?
Ask me again.
Did you ever see it?
Just now.
That's really good. It's impressive. 15, Peter confesses his love for newlywed Juliet, even though they can never be together in Love Actually.
Nope.
I haven't seen that one. I bet Alfie has.
Are these older?
No, these like Love Actually was more recent.
Okay. You seen them, Alfie?
I've seen parts of Love Actually.
Why parts?
My roommates were watching it.
Were you watching it through somebody's window?
No.
Mm-hmm. 14, Mark buys Bridget a new diary in Bridget Jones's Diary.
I know who's in that chick, but I...
Renee Zellweger,
yeah.
Surgery.
I know she had surgery.
Yeah, the face. She got a new face.
Well, I didn't know that.
We talked about it a month or so ago.
No, I don't really care.
13, Anna shows William she's just a normal person in love in Notting Hill.
Didn't see it.
That was Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant.
Still didn't.
Okay. The spaghetti eating scene in Lady and the Tramp.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I was a kid. The stupid dogs. Oh, we'll stick it all the way to the middle. Yeah, dogs do that all the time. What?
Why are you so cynical about that movie? You love dogs.
I love dogs. But dogs don't go to an Italian restaurant and suck spaghetti all the way to the center.
How do you know unless you take them?
Where would you like to, if you actually could ask the dog, where do you want to go? Would you like to go to an Italian restaurant? Or maybe a place where they sell boxes full of cat sh-?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, the cat, not really that romantic, but, man, I like it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's still got the crunchies on it.
It's like going to Marble Slab.
You just have the cat sit right there at the table.
I will prepare this for you right here. Man, I'm going to send this to my wife next year. Kitty's berries.
Langdon helps Jamie with her wish list in A Walk to Remember.
Don't know it.
Nope. Number 10, Sam and Annie see each other at the top of the Empire State Building in Sleepless in Seattle.
Nope. I know.
Really?
Is it Tom Hanks?
Yeah, and another Meg Ryan.
Okay. Nope. Never saw it.
Okay. See, some of these I feel like if you're in a relationship, at some point you watched them.
There are very few that I've watched in relationships where I felt like I had to. The Joy Luck Club, oof, that was the one that stood out.
Man, you'd have been much better off seeing Sleepless in Seattle. Because that movie's actually, it's tolerable compared to...
Well, I like Tom Hanks.
Yeah, and compared to the Joy Luck Club, Sleepless in Seattle is awesome. Mm-hmm. Number 9, Carl sees that his late wife's adventure was her life with him in the movie Up.
Nope.
I haven't seen that one, but apparently it makes everyone cry. 8, Robbie writes and performs a song for Julia in The Wedding Singer.
I saw that. Adam Sandler?
Yes.
But I don't remember the writing of the song.
I don't either.
I don't really care.
Number 7, Buttercup learns that As You Wish means I love you in The Princess Bride.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. You didn't like that?
Is that Disney?
Princess Bride, one with the... You're not going to know any of the names if I give them to you. The guy with the Dread Pirate Roberts wearing all black, Andre the Giant. Inconceivable.
Andre the Giant was in it?
Yeah.
What did he play?
That was a damn good synopsis. Yeah, thank you very much.
It was.
He played the giant.
You mean Bigfoot?
He played
Bigfoot in The $6 Million Man.
No. He played an actual giant in... Never mind. Number 6.
That's what Colonel Steve Austin thought. Really? Is that where our scripts have gone? I got to fight this 8-foot-tall Chewbacca thing.
That's what everyone remembers.
Yeah.
Number 6, Rick tells Ilsa to get on the plane in Casablanca.
Never saw it.
5, Lloyd serenades Diana with a boombox playing Peter.
I know that Say Anything.
Yes. Yeah.
The only reason I saw that one was we were interviewing John Cusack for the... When we were doing the TV show, so we pre-screened it, so we had questions to ask.
Yeah.
Wasn't a bad movie, but the only reason I saw it, because we wanted to interview Ione Skye, who co-starred.
Yep.
But after we shot the interview with Cusack, I guess he ratted us out. They went, yeah, Ioni's not available.
You guess. Mm-hmm. you and JD are doing your sticky TV guy stuff.
Wasn't sticky.
What was it?
What'd you do?
I was mean.
What did you do to be mean?
Nothing. I just was. It was in the morning, and he didn't. You know, we got up and cleaned up, got ready for the shoot, and normally they would have if it's one of those media tours, they'd have them like at the Crescent. You go in, camera's already set up. It looked like they had just pulled him out of bed and stuck him in a chair.
It may have.
Like, we got up and got cleaned up to come do this. This is free publicity for you. Come in wearing a do-rag.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There are things that certain people can do to look tougher, like maybe put on a do-rag or grow a goatee. John Cusack, it doesn't matter. He's always going to look like a soft John Cusack.
So anyway, they didn't let us talk to Ioni.
That's too bad.
I had good questions for her.
See, they were right not to let you in any room with her.
Just a curious question.
Mm-hmm.
You like to suck.
Number 4, Juno fills Polly's mailbox with orange Tic Tacs in Juno.
No.
Number 3, Noah and Allie kiss in the rain in The Notebook.
No.
Oh, that's pretty.
I need to suffer through that just to see what you guys have been through.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Mm, now, James Garner's part, does it, for me, would it make it palatable? Only because I like him?
Yeah, that part will be palatable.
Any car chases?
Yes. Blimey. Yes, there is. There's like 3 of them. With reverse 180s and all.
I love you so much, I'm going to go out in the street and do a Rockford.
Number 2, Harry tells Sally all the things he loves about her in When Harry Met Sally.
Nope.
And number 1, according to E! Online, Jack teaches Rose how to fly in Titanic. That's her in the front of the boat. And
I hated
the ship, whatever.
I didn't want to tell James Cameron when we had him on the air. Didn't he direct it?
Yes, he did.
I mean, we know the part that all of us like.
Yep.
And even he liked it, too.
Because I asked him, you're running up the score when you had that guy fall off and then bounce off the propeller. He goes, yeah. Because falling to the ocean is not going to be bad enough. Mm-mm. That's going to kill him.
Yeah, you know what? This scene needs a little something extra.
Think, what am I thinking here? Kind of like a pinball machine.
Yeah.
And then you actually get the noise of the thunk.
Yeah. To me, though, there was one massive omission on this 18 most romantic movie moments, and that is I pulled it. This should be the number 1. It's cut 15 from the magical romantic movie, Shark Attack 3.
Shark Attack. I don't know that one.
It's Shark Attack 3. It's a bad Jaws spinoff, and it's the third one in the series. So they had to find a way to make it stand out. So they did.
Is this made by the same production company, Asylum, that did like Sharknado?
No, I think this is older than them.
Oh.
But this is the most romantic line in movie history.
We'll meet back here at 8 a.m. Don't be late.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too, but... You know, I'm really wired. What do you say I take you home and eat your p***y?
You'll be every time.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:05, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Panera Bread. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-20, right at Bonnie View. Got an accident. Sorry, got some road construction there. Finally been cleared out. Traffic there's backed up back to Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, westbound Woodall Rogers, right at I-35. Got an accident there in the clearing state. This traffic's jacked up back to 75. In Sunnyvale, eastbound Highway 80, just after Collins Road. Got an accident there in the clearing state. This traffic's backed up back to the Beltline. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20, right at Hemphill. Got a car fire there being cleared out right now. Traffic there's jacked up back from Granbury Road. Caller number 9 wants a pair of tickets to go see the Dallas Stars take on the Anaheim Ducks March 1st at the AAC for Military Appreciation Night, plus a pair of tickets to go see 3 Days Grace at the Bomb Factory before you can even buy them. 3 Days Grace show also with Aranda. More information on it is always available at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Coy, Miso Bravo. Eagle weather brought to you by The Slap tonight on NBC. Excuse me. Clear skies tonight, 36 for a low. Sunny 68 tomorrow. Right now, 57. 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling. Moving on. Big wheels rolling. Gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling. Moving on.
Living a little life. I don't know. The phone was ringing during the break, so Alfie was out of the studio. I answered it. Hey, me and my wife had a hard time, and could we get some... By the way, I love your Merle. Could we get...
Oh, so he's buttering you up.
Yeah. Could what? We get some AMA Supercross tickets for Valentine's Day? Is that this weekend?
Yes.
That's
oh, wait,
so...
You want to take her to... That's the only reason I kept talking to him.
Yeah.
You're taking her to AMA... Supercross for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's hot.
Hell yeah.
Well, you know, we was one on BMX bikes, whatever, the first time we f***ed. So there's a lot of sentiment or whatever kind of bikes they ride.
Imagine it's probably, I don't think it's, yeah, like Yamaha, Kawasaki, Suzuki probably. I think if you're doing Supercross on a BMX, you've already lost.
I think, yeah, he said they were doing that when they were kids, I think. And
oh. I don't want anybody calling me. I'm not helping anybody out. Just felt bad for him. Then he likes my Merle.
That is clearly the way into your heart now.
Maybe we start that one day as a contest.
What?
Well, I always tell Alfie to have prize packs standing by. In case we do something, we want to have a contest, whatever. And I always keep it full of, you know, like limo rides from Limo George at LimoGeorge.com.
There you go.
Or something from Dickies or Three Forks, whatever. Just always something handy. So one day have people call up and kiss our asses, since I normally don't allow it.
It's usually because you don't like it.
Well, that's why we normally don't allow it.
Right. So why would you make the exception? Just to give something to see who can kiss it the best?
Well, you know, most of them are going to lie. I just want to see.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
I love your Merle. You liar.
So he would not get those tickets if he said that?
I at least checked. We didn't have any of the – we don't have any AMA Supercross. I think Chris Ryan has some tomorrow on the Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we?
Yeah.
I didn't make any difference. I didn't say what day. I just said tomorrow on the Eagle.
That's true.
It'll be Saturday if it's 11:90.
Ah, that's fine. We'll still tune in.
Although I think Rodney Anderson may have some coming up later today.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
He had stacks of them. Saw him.
The AMA Supercross?
Hundreds of them. He was flashing them around like, hey, guys, look what I got. AMA Supercross.
Oh, yeah. That's what those were?
VIP, too, I think.
Oh, man. He was in the break room just making it rain.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was cash, but no, it was AMA tickets.
Okay, let's make this Friday right now.
Okay.
So, coming up today after the show,
mm-hmm.
But Rodney's on at 11. You light those lines up. 1-800, doesn't he use his own phone number?
1-800-EXPRESS.
1-800-EXPRESS.
All the Supercross you can handle.
And you tell that black fella that answers the phone, you want the AMA Supercross tickets, and I don't care what he says, he's got them.
Mm-hmm.
If Rodney says he doesn't have them, he's a liar. I think Rodney's also giving away a new Fat Boy later today.
Whoa!
Brand new one from Harley Davidson. And if he doesn't, then it's contest fraud and then you call the FCC.
And you report it. Wow, that's dastardly.
Okay. We were where?
We were the Akron Rubber Ducks is a AA affiliate baseball, Russ, of the Cleveland Indians. And they are the latest team to employ a strategy of striking while the iron is hot with newsmakers. So they've announced the Brian Williams Pants on Fire Night for Monday, April 27th, which is appropriately National Tell a Story Day. Among the events that are scheduled, a fan named Brian Williams will be on hand to read embellished stories. A pair of Brian Williams pants will be burned during a Liar Liar Pants on Fire ceremony. We assume it's the fan, not the actual. And there will also be a between innings chance for fans to audition to be NBC's next news anchor on the video board. The winning video will be sent to NBC for possible, you know.
I'm really shocked because the way everybody's going at Brian Williams on this, that you haven't heard something from Wicked Pictures or Vivid Entertainment of, we have $1 million if Brian Williams will do a porn video. Gay or straight, we don't care. But we're going to need to see it all. And he has to do his Regis voice while he's screwing whoever. Don't you just love doggy style? I love that doggy style.
See, what? I'm curious to see if he's brought back at the end of his six-month suspension.
I would say if they put anything on paper, then legally they'd have to bring him back.
Yeah?
I don't know how his contract reads.
Or in what capacity they bring him back.
Is he totally void of the building, or is he still the managing editor?
I think all of his duties have been suspended. Because how can you be still the managing editor over a news department when you have zero credibility, on or off the camera? Really, you know.
Yeah, because if you're the managing editor, he's the final say of what gets on the air.
Yeah.
So right now it's Lester Holt by himself?
Lester Holt by himself.
Curious to see. I'm sure they are as well. What? How the ratings go.
And that's what,
Lester's a good guy. I'm surprised he's only relegated to anchoring on the weekends.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see it as well. As NBC, you know they're going to be following it. There's going to be a team whose sole job is going to be to watch and see the numbers and how they work with Lester Holt in the seat as opposed to Brian Williams. And if those numbers maintain, or heaven forbid on Brian Williams' part, go up and stay there, not going to be a reason to bring him back. And if they do bring him back, they'll probably relegate him back to, you know, doing like Dateline stuff.
Is Chris Hansen still on Dateline?
I don't know. Because he had his whole thing where it blew up that...
I didn't blow up. He just got caught with another chick. He wasn't doing anything pedophilic.
No, but, I mean, it he took a hit.
They caught me doing some weird sex act with a cat.
It wasn't a cat. It was just a woman.
Yeah, I know. But I call her a cat.
Oh.
Well, I think I'd like to get my job back as that anchor on NBC Nightly News.
It would make sense. You still have, I mean,
I have credibility.
You've got buckets of it.
And the only reason I have credibility is because I have lied before on the air, but nobody knew what I was saying.
That's also true.
There are many times I have talked about flying the space shuttle and doing the electric slide on the space station. But nobody really picked up on it.
Electric.
I did. One time on the moon with one of the Apollo missions, I actually played an acoustic version of Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant.
Man.
and rock me on his ass. One time, I actually took Connie Chung.
Chung? Chung, yes.
Chung. And while she was naked, I painted her up like one of those pretty French horror women that you see. I used watercolors.
Uh-huh.
And then I painted a t-shirt on her that said, Liberace Live. From Budokan.
Oh, That makes it even better.
Paint me like one of your friends' girls.
Paint a t-shirt on me that says Liberace Live from Budokan. What is that novel you've got over there? Because I got...
Oh, yeah.
I got it immediately.
Threw it away?
Actually, I think I put it on Alfie's desk because any free books we get, he takes over to half price,
yeah.
Gets money for them, and we buy whiskey.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. For some reason, they sent me the same copy. It's basically the complete opposite of 50 Shades of Grey because it's just a regular romance novel.
Well, those are, I guess, still popular.
They
sometimes
still
when
are,
I walk
yeah.
down the magazine aisle, I'll look at, you know, some of the car magazines. I think that's where the romance novels are.
Yeah, yeah, they're still there. I mean, I never noticed them. We never looked for them, but I just thought it was weird that they sent not only one copy to us at all, but they sent us two. But New York Times bestselling author Lori Wilde.
Well, I see you've got a page marked with a post-it note.
I did. This particular novel is called Back in the Game.
Which means you read the book to get to that far, because that's pretty far back in the book.
No, what this marker is I opened it up randomly to this page just to see what I would get. And I had to mark it just because this stuff still sells. So the part I read, the start of chapter 26 of Back in the Game.
I will need this. I'll need you to read this as, you know.
No, man.
It's either you or me, as Brokaw. I think Luke needs to read it.
I'm Luke Bryan. Hi. This here is Back in the Game by Lori Wilde, chapter 26. Rowdy made waffles at dawn.
I think we chose correctly with Luke Bryan.
Yeah, I think so too. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Rowdy made waffles at dawn, and they ate breakfast in bed, dribbling syrup on each other in interesting places and then licking it off. She declared, "These are delicious," waving her fork around as sunlight peeked in through the partially open blinds. "I'm glad I picked a lover who can cook. No runs to IHOP at 6 in the morning." He said, "You're delicious," dipping his pinky in the syrup on his plate and then dabbling behind her ear and proceeding to kiss it off. "Mmm." "That's not me, that's the maple syrup," she said. He laughed, "You're so much fun." "So are you." He chucked her under the chin. "Are we going to spend the day in bed together?"
"Matt, I hope so. This is making me horny."
He took the plates away, stacked them on the bedside table, and dragged her down under the covers. He swept his mouth along her naked bare belly, delighted to her laughter, a sweet-pitched sound of glee. He was lightheaded, dizzy with the taste of her on his tongue, and dazzled that he was her first lover. He'd never been with a virgin before. It was as novel for him as it was for her. With Brienne, he felt fresh and new again. His first time on the mound as a professional pitcher, he felt the same, invincible. He reached for another condom, flipped her over on the all fours.
Is this real?
I swear to God.
"Ooh, doggy style, fun," she said. Her innocent enthusiasm was catching, and he had to think of baseball scores so he could keep things slow and gentle. For hours, they dozed and made love, talked and made love. There's a typo there. Ate and made love. They took a bath together in the clawfoot bathtub and then took their time drying each other off. Woo! Brienne bemoaned the fact that she hadn't polished her nails for him. He found a bottle of red nail polish someone had left behind and coaxed her into letting him paint her toes.
Then I got her in a headlock like Nolan Ryan did with Venera.
Ventura.
Damn it. I was so close. Yeah.
The picture's on the wall behind you.
Yeah, I know, but it's not spelled right on his jersey if you look at it.
Oh, yeah, it cuts off that last letter.
Yeah. Never mind. It's dead. No. Cut this part out. How much more is there?
I mean, there's more. Hang on.
I like some spicier music. Go ahead.
Okay.
Kneeling on the bathroom floor while she propped her foot on the side of the claw and slowly dragging polish over her nails,
was one of the most erotic things he'd ever done in his life. Man, what a bitch. Mischievous Brienne insisted on painting his toenails to match hers.
I don't like this music. Keep reading.
And he went along with it because it made her so happy. Giggling, she lined her feet up beside his and took a picture on her smartphone. And when she said, "This is so going on Facebook," he did not protest.
Dear God.
Is there more?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's over 300 pages of
this.
Well,
I figure you just picked a passage that you wanted to read.
Well, that was the first thing I saw. It was, you know, it was him talking about making waffles and doing the dishes and how they painted each other's toenails, and it was the most erotic thing he'd ever done.
I wonder if that's really erotic. Obviously,
that's why
they have to do studies. Well, you know, maybe they look at social media or whatever. You know, look at people's Facebooks. Well, here's what I consider... sexy.
It really turns around.
Was, you know, maybe somebody posted on their Facebook page, we made waffles one morning, and then he painted my toenails.
While I took a bath.
Because there's got to be, because that just sounds like something you write just, okay, I got to write an essay for class tomorrow. I'll put it off for 2 months. I got to write something, got to write it down. That's what that sounds like. Something that somebody wrote on the fly just to fill up pages.
Mm-hmm.
I got to fill words, so I got to describe the bathtub.
The clawfoot tub. Not a modern tub. It's got to be a clawfoot tub.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a little more antique.
It is.
Makes it a little more special, exotic.
It's also a small town story. I'm going to read you the back jacket. That's where the good stuff is. Mm-hmm. How you know what the book's about.
All right.
Ex-pitcher Rowdy Blanton never saw a woman he couldn't conquer or a team he couldn't beat. And now that he's off the field, he's ready to tell all about when he played the field. So he chooses Breanne Carlisle to do the job. She's got the requirements, but more important, there's something about her that makes him want to be a better man. Convinced there's more to Rowdy than a good fastball, a wicked smile, and a tight pair of pants, Brienne can't help but be tempted. After all, it's boring always being the good girl, and Rowdy dares her to be just a little bad. The stakes are high, but win or lose, this time Brienne's breaking all the rules, playing the game of love. Man, that worked out.
It was Rowdy.
Is that all of it?
Oh, well, that's just the back jacket. Page 332, she arches her back and pushes herself into his hand. That's pretty graphic. Let me go back. They're open a different page. There you go. Chapter 27. She took all of his sperm, like Digger's.
I should have read ahead.
She took all of his sperm like Taylor Swift takes all the awards. Award hogging. Amazon.
Stiff-wristed.
She is, man. It's all stiff-wristed. Kind of jack everything backstage. My God, loosen it up. We're not ZZ
Top. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
People say to me all the time, "Michael, I can't believe you say some of the things you say."
Michael Berry.
That's money sense for your midday market lunch right here on 1190.
Okay, so I got a Freddie Mercury mask I wear on my penis, so it's a big deal.
Hi, I'm Rodney Anderson, inviting you to tune into my daily radio show on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
People on food stamps are the fattest people in our society. I'm not going to be on the same template as the other radio shows.
Okay, so I'm the only one that's ever butt-fucked a snowman.
Talk Radio 1190.
6:33, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagles traffic brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-20 right at Bonnie View Road. Got some road construction there being cleared out right now. Traffic's backed up back to Panther Road. Still about a 20-minute delay through that. Also in Dallas, westbound Little Rogers right at I-35. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back to 75. And finally, Mesquite, westbound I-30, right at Galloway, got an accident blocking the two right lanes and the on-ramp there. Traffic there is jacked up back to Broadway Beltline. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Al McCoy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, a low of 36 with clear skies. Tomorrow, sunny and a high near 70. Right now, 57. The 97.1 the Eagle.
All right, that is not a bumper. Oh, well. We're back
to the Russ Martin Show.
There. That's Chuck playing Great Gosh Almighty by himself. Mm-hmm. Playing everything. Keys, piano, organ, drums. Supposed to have guitar in it, but I never got around to it. Come on, Chuck. Okay. Avi, did you get the Pro Flowers thing done?
Taken care of.
And still shows delivery by tomorrow?
Yes, guaranteed delivery.
Okay. Flo, do you guys still have to pull air checks for Pro Flowers?
Sometimes.
I was going to say include this. It's a freebie. It's to prove that it's what we use. I don't want to say where they're going, but that bitch better go to work tomorrow.
I'm sure she's planning on it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
She's a hard-working gal.
Well, she had the flu, fell off a bicycle once.
Tell everybody.
You said the chick that wrote that romance novel is local?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so. She did a previous series of books, and she bases them in different towns. I use air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the previous ones, she based it on Granbury. But
any,
yeah.
Any reason?
I guess because it's a small town. I don't know. I looked her up on Facebook earlier, and it says she lives in Fort Worth.
Oh. I'd pick Roy City. I don't know why.
As Romanceville.
Yeah.
There's a story that goes along with it. I can't reveal too much. I'm not involved.
Okay.
But... one of the places I had worked at in the past, a couple of people who were married to other people would drive out to Royce City to
wow.
That's where I go for sex.
Yeah.
Man, you want the good stuff.
It just sounds fancy.
Yeah.
It's small, but it's a hotel right on the freeway. You drive in, drive off.
I'm surprised you wouldn't go to Saxy. It already sounds so sexy.
I think it was convenient for them.
No, I'm sure it was.
Drive to Roy City.
Yeah, this is before the bush.
Oh, yeah. I see what you did there.
Yeah, look at you. You went blue.
Yeah. No problem.
Okay. So everything's set with the flower delivery?
Everything is set.
You didn't upgrade or anything?
I just got the good deal that they had listed there.
Okay. The 2 dozen red roses?
2 dozen red roses.
Yeah. They already get a vase. Vase is free. You ain't getting no chocolate or nothing else.
It's a nice vase.
It's always a nice vase. Right, with Pro Flowers, I wish they'd stop sending me vases.
At a certain point, you need to start breaking some.
Well, yeah.
Because you got too many.
You're dating somebody, then they always bring the flowers home, and they got all these vases. It's like, okay, now we got 55 vases. What do we do with them? Well, start chunking them. Because it doesn't matter how many times you tell Pro Flowers, we don't need a vase. Keep the vase. Appreciate it. Nice offer. I know it's free. Don't need it. Becoming a pain in the ass. Because all the cabinets underneath all the sinks in the house are full of vases.
Yep.
Is that where you guys store them?
Above the fridge.
Yeah.
Store them down there. Yeah, it's like, damn, it's getting away the crock pot.
Oh. Put it up there above the fridge where no one ever goes, except when you need a vase.
Okay. Go ahead.
Death may take your body, but it doesn't. Had to extinguish your online persona. Facebook announced that it will allow you to designate a friend or family member to be your Facebook estate executor and manage your account when you die. Facebook users in the States can choose a legacy contact to make one last post on your behalf when you die. That contact can respond to new friend requests, update the photo, the cover photo and profile, and archive your Facebook posts and photos. Until now, when family or friends notified Facebook that a user had died, Facebook verified the death and then memorialized the account, meaning the account could be viewed, but it could not be edited or managed. A poll.
So that's something now you've got to leave in your will as your Facebook password.
Or you can do it on your Facebook profile yourself. Under the settings, feature settings, choose a legacy contact to manage the account, opt to have the account deleted permanently after death, or you can do nothing. So it doesn't even have to be something in your will. You can do it on your Facebook account and say, I want Russ to be my Facebook legacy executor or whatever.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. If I were just to S the bed, immediately die in a car wreck. Nobody knows. I don't have an executor for my estate. But I have a will. Nobody knows any passwords for important things. Who's going to take care of the dogs? And you can't. That's one of those things that you just can't keep pushing off because as sure as you say I'll do it tomorrow, then you end up dying.
That's a way to put it.
My only concern is the dogs, and maybe picking one person that I know would take care of the dogs and leaving them like $100,000 in an escrow account where that would be specifically to take care of the dogs.
Right.
If you didn't have a big enough house, maybe leave a little more so they could buy a bigger house, but just make sure the dogs are taken care of. But if there's, you know, $35, $40 left, split that between my brother and my mother.
Damn. Jeez.
I bet they'll be so excited.
I can't wait to set it to the reading of the will. He left me. What?
Yeah, it's going to be one of those where it goes, it's a national story because the reading of Russ's will, everything's left to the animals. Mm-hmm. And the foundation.
Yeah, I would probably make sure there's enough money left to take care of the animals. It's a matter of picking somebody that I know that would have the time and the compassion to take care of them. And that would outlive the animals.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anybody in mind?
No. This guy, no slam on you guys. You guys have other things. You got a new house. You don't have time to be at the house watching these dogs, especially, you know, as they get older, they need more medical attention. Chloe, I ain't leaving him nothing. I bought him a cat once they killed it.
What about a Kinsey? You know Kinsey would take care of him.
She would if she remembered.
And as sick as she is.
I was supposed to do something today. I found myself. But then, I know I was supposed to do something else, but then I started playing foosball with this hot Indian woman, and I lost track of time. Well, did you get the dogs to the vet today? I couldn't because I lost consciousness at my gagging class. The dogs, did you at least take them in for their bi-yearly visit? I was going to, but I got hit by a rogue kite.
I'll do it. I don't want Kinsey getting hit by a rogue kite and the dog suffering for it. I would be happy to take on the responsibility.
No, really. Seriously, I have to pick somebody.
Seriously, I will do it.
You would take care of my dogs?
Absolutely.
If I left you enough money?
Yeah. Even if you didn't.
Well, why would you do that for me?
Well, it's not just for you. It'd be for the dogs.
Okay. That seems very generous and very magnanimous.
I've got that in me. I have the ability.
I understand. But I don't know if it's just a facade. Are you really that way?
It sounds real.
Over the 13 years that you've known me, have I ever seemed not that way?
I'm just waiting for you to break.
It's going to be a while.
I slip. No, I would leave, whoever it is, I would leave a good portion of enough cash to make sure that dogs are taken care of. And there's never a question of, okay, well, you know, this one's got a cyst and it's malignant. Well, what do we do?
Take it out back, shoot it. That's what you don't want the person to say.
Yeah.
So I'd be happy to do it.
Well, that's why I would have to leave money, because as the dogs are getting older, you know, Rocco needs more attention, although Mandy's dog.
Mm-hmm.
Twiggy's fine. She's still young enough. The deaf cocker, what is he, three now? I think I rescued him when we were in the mornings, I think.
I'm pretty sure that was a morning decision, because I think in the afternoon you might not have done it. But then again, in the afternoon...
I still would have done it.
You'd have been drunk.
Well,
it's compassionate.
It was a deaf 11-year-old puppy that somebody said, yeah, he's too big of a problem. He's too hard to deal with because he's deaf. He's a puppy. All puppies are hard to deal with.
Yeah.
Well, he's chewing stuff up. Well, he's not chewing it up because he's deaf.
No.
He's chewing it up because puppies chew. Well, you know, I also try. I found the guy that owned Blue before me.
You did?
Told you this.
I don't remember.
No.
I found it on a Tara. I don't want to say too much, but we'll just say Tara's website.
Okay.
Or Facebook. And there were pictures of this guy holding the dog. Oh, what a perfect match. You're such a kind person for adopting a deaf animal. And then all of a sudden, a month or two later, yeah, it's I can't do it. I travel too much. Well, you knew what your travel schedule was before you started.
I'm going to assume that the reason why he did it was probably trying to get in Tara's pants. And since it didn't work, he's like, well, I don't need this thing anymore. It didn't work.
Well, then at least as far as my traits go, you know I wasn't doing it to try and get in Tara's pants.
That's right. You were trying to get in her pants the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, being nasty to her.
That's right.
I earn sex the old-fashioned way. I unearn it.
Mm-hmm. If you decide to go with somebody else to look after the dog, should anything bad happen, I'm completely fine with that. But if you want me to do it, Tara and I would be happy and honored.
There are only four left.
I know it. I'm laughing because it's sad that you now have to say that, because it wasn't long ago that it was six.
I don't think I ever had six.
Well, you had Abby.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you clump them all together, I probably had 12 dogs in my life.
Well, yeah, that's true, actually, yeah, because you didn't have all of them that you now have with Abby.
I'm not kidding. I'll put you in the will. I'll slap in $100,000 to take care of the animals.
Whatever you want. I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it so the dogs have a stable environment and will be taken care of.
And you will.
Yes.
Okay. You mother. And I say that with affection.
I think everyone's giving you the thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate it.
Okay. This one's going to be yours, Jack. And if, the animals don't live all the way to $100,000, you can take the rest and make sure my family gets none of it.
You have to make sure you put that in the will. Whatever is left over, mother and brother get none.
This is for lawyer fees, for making sure they don't get anything.
Yeah.
You take the rest and you buy a bunch of scratch-offs.
No, I'm not going to buy scratch-offs with the dog money.
Or buy, well, after the dogs are gone, I want you to buy lottery tickets that have already lost.
Whatever would be left over, I'd probably, not probably, but I would just put it back in the foundation.
And that's something else. What do I do with the foundation when I'm gone?
I'll take it.
Then I'll put you on the board of directors, because there's Ryan McDonald from Lakeside Financial Services. There's me, and there was somebody else, but now they're off. I think we had a Chuck.
Really?
Yeah, but we may replace Chuck with you, because I need somebody that's going to make it.
Damn, man. Oh. Chuck is a healthy man.
He is, but, things crop up.
He does like to clean guns.
The man is retarded with guns. Look at me shooting. He's sending me pictures. our band manager and my friend. Look at me shooting these guns over the weekend. I just went, something is really f***ed up inside your head. You're just getting off on this. You're not just going out and practicing and trying to be proficient with a handgun.
Mm-mm. No, he's more than that.
Which is what I need to do. I need to join a gun club and go on a regular basis. I think in an emergency, I can kill somebody if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to freak out and go, oh, I forget how this works.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is pick up your revolver and try to work the slide. I don't get it. It worked yesterday.
I keep pushing forward. You pull it back.
You ever have that dream?
Of
being in a situation where you need to use a handgun or some sort of gun and it does not work?
I've had the dream to where the trigger is too hard to pull.
I had one just last night to where trying to pull the trigger on a gun and it just rusted in my hand. It's kind of a recurring.
Was this a dream or are you just trying to cover it under a story?
No. There was no actual firearm.
I'm peering through the window and she won't get naked. So I thought maybe if I fired the gun off into the dirt.
Oh, my God.
I hate hitting the delay on something like that. I thought the sound of the gunfire shooting into the dirt would scare her and her big knees would pop out.
Because that happens a lot.
Yeah. Well, I've...
I'm so scared I must rip off my top.
I was going to stay fully clothed. But then the explosion scared me and my boobs popped out. I was just enjoying some Mantovani and a glass of Franzia. And then outside my window, and I know it was a stalker, because Alfie's always out there at 8:22. And I had no plans on taking my bra off until I heard...
Big ass titties!
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:58. Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Kroger. Getting started off in Dallas, eastbound 20 at Bonnie View. Got some road construction there in the clearing stage. This traffic's backed up back from Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, northbound on the tollway right near Northwest Highway. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Mockingbird. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635. Right at Coit Road, got an accident there. That has traffic jacked up back from I-35. And finally, Mesquite, westbound I-30, right at Galloway, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Broadway Beltline. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear and 36 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 68. Right now, 57, the 97.1 Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Kenzie loves the dog, my dogs.
Yes.
Because, you know, when she was coming over the house on the weekends, I was paying her to, you know, help me clean up stuff, plant flowers, whatever. She got attached to the dogs. But I don't think that she would, I don't know. Does she even have a pet now?
I think she does. I think she's got a dog.
She's got, like, two dogs and at least one cat.
Didn't she say at one point she had a turtle?
She did. She called it turtle.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Is it still alive?
I don't know.
I think she just probably named it Turtle so she'd remember what it was. Because it's easier to find its food. I mean, she would care about him. I just don't know if she would be responsible enough. And I need somebody that's been around me long enough that I could trust. And for me to trust somebody with my animals, that's a... compliment.
Yes, it is.
Kenzie, did you take care of Russ's dogs today? I like woke up with an olive in my eye.
At least it was the olive and not the pit. See, she's making improvements every day.
I like almost got to the vet, but the guy that was painting faces on Yo-Yo's at Texaco was like taking forever. So I didn't make it to the vet, and the dog died. But I had him painted like Paul Stanley. And then the other day, I was about to take the dogs to the vet, and they were playing the new SpongeBob movie on the side of the road.
Really?
Can't see that was a billboard.
She just pulled over and to the side of the road and thought, oh my God, it's a pop-up drive-in.
The animation isn't great, but it's fresh. And I'm not even going to tell you about the one day that I got in a revolving door.
Oh, no.
It was like I was confused, just like when I look at the back of the shampoo bottle.
Lather, rinse.
Will it ever stop?
Repeat.
Go through a bottle every day.
And I was trying to get home to take Russ's dogs to the vet, but somebody stole our street sign. And I don't even want to tell you about being trapped in the closet and that door to Narnia. You know, for all of being 23?
Yeah.
23. My life is like effed up.
Sounds like it. You got a lot going on. You're a busy girl.
Well, I'm going to college, and then, you know, now you want me to take care of your dogs? And then all of a sudden, the headlight flute lamp came on my car?
Headlight flute lamp.
So I had to sell it?
I think part of this is troubling because I feel like some of this could be real.
One day, Aardvark broke into my house and, like, stole my ant farm. It scared me because it's like the door opened. How do you do? Hey, ant.
Ran off of my ant farm.
What?
I ran off of my ant farm.
But Russ's dogs, did you take care of them? Well, I was going to take them all to the vet for their checkup, but I spent almost all day looking for new ink for my Etch-A-Sketch. I wonder if she listens on the day she's not here.
I'm sure she does. At least when she can, if she's not in class or
comatose.
Yeah. Or, you know, staring at a blank wall.
They told me if I stared at that wallpaper long enough, I could see a 3D image.
And did you?
I saw a 3D image of a wall.
Looks at the Magic Eye poster. It's a poster.
Yeah. All right, slightly cross your eyes. I see it now. It's a poster. I once got my leg stuck on a light pole.
I wonder if she's ever seen one of those Magic Eye posters.
Yeah.
I bet we could probably.
I know those were big in the backside of the comic section for a while, since comics were always printed in color.
So I'm kind
of
thinking that the building
we were in Las Colinas when the Eagle was over there, at the time it's Millennium Center. I don't know what it's called now. The company that made those was in that building.
Oh, really? Wow.
So we get free ones all the time, and I'd stare and I'd go,
nothing?
Yeah, but then I was afraid. It's like, that can't be the best thing for your eyes to But let them go out of focus or cross them, whatever the process is, or just stare until you're brain dead.
That's why part of me would want to put her in front of one to see what happens.
But you have to let them go through a few. It's not like they made easy ones to work your way up to.
Yeah, I think they
were harder ones.
Yeah,
they were. Like, all right, this is supposed to be a ship on the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Not, that's a bunch of colored dots. Well, but if you stare right, you can see a 3D ship on the ocean. I didn't say it.
See his dipping dots.
Can I eat this?
No, stop eating it. Put it down.
And every time somebody gives me something, they won't let me eat it. Took away my Mr. Potato Head.
You take it to a toy section. All the toys say, for eight, up to 6 years old, and Kinsey.
Okay. Then you'll probably, Dan, get some paperwork in the next few weeks from Tim Powers.
No problem.
About the dogs. Don't jack me around on this.
I wouldn't jack you around with your dogs.
Okay. What would you do if I left you Chloe?
You can't leave a person.
Well, nobody else is going to take care of you.
Chloe's got a point. I'll take Chloe as well.
Why would you do that? That's coming from me.
Well, first of all, you already have a place to live, so it's not like, yeah. For the most part, you know.
Well, I know, but clothes owners aren't going to live forever. I mean, the man's 40 and he's still got roommates.
No. He's 40 and he is the roommate.
Yeah, that's right. Do you pay them anything for rent?
Oh, of course.
Okay, so they're all roommates.
Yeah.
Decent-sized house?
Mm-hmm. With a pool.
You ever get drunk there and paint the walls with... Nope.
No.
Yeah.
Aren't you guys about to move?
I think so, yes.
Why are you moving? They find out who lives there?
No.
Landon's like, get out. We know it's only a matter of time.
Getting away from the earthquakes?
Are you that close to the epicenter?
Yes. I mean, it's pretty scary. I didn't think it would be that scary, but when it happens, it's pretty freaky.
Okay. Well, if you need help moving, I'm sure Alfie can find somebody.
Because we know Russ ain't going to do it.
I'd rather just give somebody the money. It's going to cost this money. Just take a check.
Take it. Yeah.
Don't make me go rent a truck. That was always the first thing as soon as I bought a truck. Hey, you got a truck, don't you? No. I had the bed filled in with concrete. Kenzie, would you help us move? I'd like to, mm-hmm. But some man just came over and took a piece of shrimp and put it on my Barbie doll.
Okay.
I don't know what that meant. But he seemed to laugh after he did it. He goes, ha ha, shrimp on the Barbie.
Again, I think it's too close to home because I'm afraid that she would actually call all of us and say, you'll never guess what happened.
A man put a piece of shrimp on my Barbie doll and then laughed and said, now this is a knife. God. All right, we have absolutely wasted the last 15 minutes. What do we have left?
I have a 52-year-old woman in South Korea. She was at home over the weekend, and she decided to lie down on the floor and take a nap, like you do. While she napped, her Roomba, robotic vacuum cleaner, was bumping around her place, sucking up the dust.
Then, I'll tell you, the Roomba that I've got actually chases... Almost got Kinsey's pants once.
No.
Because I bought a newer one. The other ones that I bought, I don't know what it is with the batteries. You buy a battery. I just chunked them. And they're not cheap.
No.
The new ones are even more expensive.
Yes.
They work better. But their I think the new Roomba that I bought, the sweeper,
mm-hmm.
is around $500.
Yeah. I saw them a couple weeks ago.
It does a really good job. But there was one day it got the edge of her pants. What do I do? Oh, I'm waiting to see.
Only Kenzie.
Yeah, really. Her. Anyone else? No. Her? Definitely got her.
No, Twiggy chases it around, you know, licks at one of the sweepers that extends beyond the Roomba, you know, that pulls trash into it.
Gotcha.
They get their tongue caught once and they quit.
They stopped that.
So what happened to this chick?
Well, this chick lied down on the floor to take a nap, and her Roomba didn't decide. The Roomba was doing its thing, and it rolled over to where she was sleeping, and it attacked. The Roomba started sucking her hair and would not let go. The woman wound up having to call for help. Fire department.
There's a button on the top of it that you mash, a button about the size of a silver dollar that just says stop.
Here's the problem. She was face down,
mm-hmm.
and the Roomba got her,
mm-hmm.
and she couldn't see on top of the Roomba. That's how much of her hair had sucked up into it.
Still reach up.
She clearly had no idea that button existed.
And I think if they get jammed up, they'll just stop.
But she was stuck. It sucked. It took her down to the scalp. I saw a photo.
Damn.
So the fire department and paramedics rushed over, and a team was eventually able to free her. No word if she's decided to keep the Roomba.
Damn.
They're good if you find a decent one. I forget the company. It's just iRobot, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But... And also, if they, because the Roomba can't tell, if it runs through a pile of dog shit,
oh,
you got to clean it out because it clogs up the sensors.
Okay.
So it can't really tell whether to move or not. And that's when I give it to Kenzie. I'm like, that's got dog hair in it. You want to clean that up?
Oh. Is that how it got her pant leg?
No.
Or it just chased
But
her.
She wouldn't do it after that. They almost caught her. Oh, wait, that's got dog hair. Flip it over and clean it up. Nah! That's the mother trying to hit me.
So I like the ones where there's a video of the cat that was just riding the Roomba around the house.
Yeah.
It's just sitting on it, just enjoying the ride. It's kind of like Toots, it's a house cleaning.
I don't know if they would hold an animal. Never tried that before.
It held the cat.
Yep.
And there was one of even a cat wearing a shirt.
Here, Chloe. Yep. Like, do you have a Roomba?
I do not have a Roomba. But I know Dan's one that showed me the
okay.
Video.
I had to as soon as I saw it. As
well,
I
all the things are close done to his cat.
Yeah,
he figured a Roomba rodeo is something he's had.
Stay up for 8 seconds, chaos.
And actually, the newer Roombas and the floor sweeper Roombas use not really GPS, but something like that, where you put trackers around the house.
Really.
So it knows exactly where it's been, doesn't spend too much time in one spot. They're cool. They're just damn pricey.
Well, but you're paying for the convenience of not having to vacuum yourself. I guess some people say it is worth it. But in a house your size, yeah, I'd have like a little army of Roombas. Yeah. I'm not vacuuming. Can you imagine one day waking up at Russ' house like, I guess I got a vacuum today.
Yeah, look at that. Dog hair, dog shit all over the house. Hmm. I think I'll leave before Gina gets here.
Your housekeeper?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you just go outside, stick a for sale sign and say, that's it, I'm moving.
Especially on Mondays, because she doesn't come Saturday or Sunday.
And you've wrecked the house?
I've done anything.
Clearly.
I leave the back door open if the weather's nice and the dog's still pissing the house.
That's right.
I cannot piss out there. I'm yard broken. And then for whatever reason, Rocco likes to piss in the same spot as the beagle.
Okay.
Because for a while, I thought the beagle was pissing out like a couple of gallons of water. Rocco would go and sniff it and go, yeah, this must be the hot spot. That's where all the bitches come.
It's a little velvet rope.
And Rocco's always been housebroken. It was just the bad habits of the other dogs. I think the deaf cocker started it when he started pissing on the ficus trees inside the house. Well, nobody told us we had to go outside, but it's cold. And I don't know why my dogs sound like Kenza now.
Spent too much time together, probably.
If I had to put voices on the dogs, I'd say the Beagle would have an English accent.
Yes. Based on everything that you said about that dog, absolutely.
For whatever reason, I think Twiggy would sound like Stewie from Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Rocco would be a little more Officer Lonnie.
Yeah, I can see that.
Which one is left? Oh, the Cocker would be Marley Matten. Did I get the name right?
Yeah, Marley Matlin.
I need to go outside.
Oh my God. I already said it in my head.
Did you?
I didn't need you.
What is it, boy? I need to go outside. I don't get it.
It's pretty impressive, though. He knows paw language.
Outside? Why?
One more time? What?
You think climb up that tree? Go! The
squirrel! A squirrel!
What? Really?
Sorry. You're hard to understand.
You probably could have got away with that.
Yeah, probably. So I bet you guys on that number one talk show never broached the subject of what voices your animals would have. One of them was Marley Matlin.
I bet you we have.
Can we go out on something decent?
Yes. 22-year-old Donald Harrison of Ambridge, Pennsylvania, was charged with assault a few weeks ago after he attacked a woman and would not let her leave his apartment. But before he was due in court, he fled. He took a Greyhound from Pittsburgh to his hometown in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And while he was on the bus, he took a picture of himself. While he was still sitting in the station, he then posted it on Facebook with the caption, "On my way to Spartanburg, South Carolina."
Okay.
The woman he assaulted saw the photo.
Oh, all right.
Sent it to the police. They found out the bus had just left and was headed toward Youngstown, Ohio for its next stop, so the Youngstown police arrested Donald when he got there. James Mann, the police chief in Ambridge, says, "We like it when dumb criminals assist us with our investigations."
I don't know why these stupid motherfuckers don't just microchip themselves. For whatever reason, they still think, and I've said this before, there's some type of anonymity. Nobody's going to recognize me. Well, you don't know who's friends with who, and it's like the old Flex shampoo commercials. I told two people, and they told two people, and so on and so on.
Yep.
It grows exponentially, so you don't know who's going to see what. Look at me. I stole these credit cards. I got this money, and I'm not even doing a TV spot. And the cops show up and haul you in. How'd you find me? You put yourself on social media. See, criminals in the past, in my day, because Elliot Ness always told me this, you're going to catch them, wait for Facebook. But until we get Facebook, we're just going to have to ram doors down.
Catch that baby going down the stairs.
You're going to have to do it old school. But I wonder how, if anybody's calculated crime stats on how many times there's been a collar on somebody that posted on social media.
I would imagine somewhere someone's keeping track of that because they keep track of all data as it is with arrests and different offenses. I'm sure that there's a somewhere in the paperwork there's a check mark for check social media. And there's even some that have had it to where I know that in the future, if it hasn't already, I'm sure it has, it's going to affect whether or not someone gets out of jail or prison based on their social media posts.
As soon as I fake my, what do you call it, probation? When you go up before the board.
Up for parole.
Yeah. As soon as I fake out the parole board, I'm going to kill him, that bitch. We saw this on your MySpace page.
Oh. Damn, man, I didn't think anybody still look at MySpace. all you old people in bands?
Texas Parole Board likes this.
Figure of all places it'd be safe to put on MySpace.
Damn, you should have gone farther back. You should have posted on Friendster.
Okay. One more?
Sure.
Yeah.
There are embarrassing things that can happen on Valentine's Day, such as, from female first, getting a card or present from a secret admirer. Only you instantly know who that admirer is and wish they did not admire you.
Okay. The only person that probably bothers in this room is Alfie.
You and I are on the same page there. Getting a card. I'm gonna reward that one. Getting a card or present from your stalker.
Again, Alfie.
I
don't do that.
They already see you out in their front yard. You might as well give them a gift.
I don't give gifts to people that don't want them.
You just stand in their front yard.
No, I don't stand in their front yard.
He just wraps a bow around himself. He's like, I'm the gift. Take me.
Just dancing around in their front yard back and forth with a big bow wrapped in, around his waist.
I'm the gift.
Deny me.
With a big Burger King hat on.
I'm the gift.
Number four, getting an obnoxiously large bunch of flowers at work.
I don't think you can overdo it with chicks and roses.
I wouldn't think so, but I think at a certain point it would get ridiculous. Like if it's like 8 or 10 dozen roses, I think that'd be a bit much.
I guess, again, it's going to depend on where you are in the relationship. I mean, if the chick really likes flowers, I don't know. Actually, a chick I dated, anytime I would send her roses, after, you know, they'd gotten past their sell-by date, she'd hang them upside down, dry them, turn them into dry roses, and then do arrangements.
Yes.
So she always kept all the flowers that I sent her. Well, okay, yeah, she left me, but...
Why did she leave you?
She wanted to have kids.
Okay.
Hello, it's Rachel we're talking about.
Yep.
Probably if ever in my life there was a soulmate, it was her. She just wanted to have a kid, and I wasn't going to lie to her about it.
Did you ever talk to her at all?
Yeah. Talked to her in the past. I talked to Abby was Rachel's dog.
Gotcha.
So I talked to her when Abby died. Might have played with something once.
What'd you play with?
Yeah, she might have come over to the house right after I got arrested and went, hey, is that where it went down? I went, yeah. Hey, you want to see my new titties?
Well, hell yeah.
Well, what I get to see if I get arrested again?
So it's you start texting everybody, calling, come over, I need to get you.
Oh, I hooked up with two exes after the arrest because they went, that's absurd. I didn't really have, you know, full-blown sex with Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
But those are some nice cans.
Mm-hmm.
What would I have to do to see yo Rick Derringer?
Oh, my.
You rock and roll hoochie coo.
Jesus. Number three, as far as embarrassing things that can happen on Valentine's Day, eating alone in a restaurant filled with couples.
I thought about that one year, or over the last several years, because I've spent Valentine's Day alone for... A
few years.
Oh, yeah, several years. Let's see, Manny and I finally broke up in 09, so since 09.
Yeah.
Because all the married chicks I know that we have special relations, because it's been telling my husband. I went, you know that gets old after a few years. But I thought about like going to some place like Three Forks. And just reserving an entire table.
Just for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I give them, order a bunch of different things and pay for it so they're not losing money.
Okay.
But just sit there and just move from chair to chair and eat all my different meals while people stare.
And that would actually ruin everyone else's dinner because they would, instead of paying attention to each other and trying to lose themselves in the romance of the evening, they're just looking at the weirdo going from seat to seat. That dude reserved a table for 15. He's got 15 steaks.
How's your night over there?
How's your night going on? Me over here with my blow-up bitch, we're having a big time. You can see she's hungry because her mouth is open all the time.
And then at a certain point, You start tapping a glass.
Excuse me. I am now going to propose to my blow-up sex doll.
You get down on one knee, you propose.
Mm-hmm.
You let the air out. I guess that means no.
That's too bad, too, because she looks so surprised.
She looks surprised most of the night.
Number two, giving someone you're dating a gift and then not getting one back. That can be pretty embarrassing.
I'm trying to think if that's ever happened. A gift, not getting one back. I did that 1 year. That's back in the 80s. I had a crush on Pamela Steele, who was worked in radio. And she wasn't really dating anybody at the time. And I got her flowers or something. It wasn't right on Valentine's Day, but it was around. And then we had the talk of, yeah, you're kind of nasty.
Wait, she said that to you?
No.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense then.
No, she said it to me. Say it was nasty. She just said, I'm not really ready for a relationship.
See, I don't really.
I got one kiss out of her, and that was about it. When you got a crush on somebody, you get one kiss. Yeah, that yeah. You might as well go ahead and start picking out plate patterns in the house.
And finally, number one, most embarrassing things that can happen on Valentine's Day, getting a gift or a card from a coworker who has a thing for you.
There's nothing wrong with that if you've got a thing for them.
But you don't have any feelings back towards them. Mm. Especially, it says here, even worse if they give you that gift in front of other coworkers who know that it's not reciprocated.
I don't really see that happening only because everybody's worried about HR.
Yeah, I would think that'd be really hard to get away with the corporate climate.
It's like with Alicia, who posts our web stuff on RussMartin.fm every night.
Yes.
She sits like 6 feet away from Chloe and Alfie. Ugh. And Chloe and Alfie are like sitting next to what's his name? This country singer, F the S out of you. David Allan Coe.
Oh, yeah,
like sat next to a David Allan Coe concert.
Yeah, f- that bitch. Who gives a flying who's she's?
I have to believe the last one, but. And I told him, you know, Alicia can call HR. And she never really seems to react.
No, she's just kind of there.
Well, I don't think she didn't even know there was an HR.
I think she does. I forget where we're going with this, though.
Embarrassing things on Valentine's Day. Giving a gift to a coworker you have the hots for that does not have the hots back for you.
No. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. I just know I've told them a few different times. If she ever wants to record you guys and play that back for HR, she's going to own this building.
She's going to own the building, and we're going to be out to show members.
Yeah, I can't help you with that because I've heard you guys around the corner talking about stuff.
There was one time.
And when Chloe gets on one of his either rants or rants, it don't stop.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was one time I was coming out of my office and I was going over to their area to say something to them about something unrelated. I got halfway there and I hear the two of them F-bomb this, S this, C-bomb that. I was like, I'm going to go back to my office for a while. I didn't even go in. I just left. Like, I don't want to be associated. I don't want to go down with that ship.
They came into our area.
There are still sound. This is, you're not Les Nessman where you can just tape off an area and go, sound does not go beyond this duct tape on the carpet.
As much as you want.
Yeah. That nasty. I bet I shoved my up her big hole.
On the other side of the building, same floor, Patrick Davis has to lean out of his office. I can hear you.
And I know you're talking about my see. Damn. 7:30. All
right. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next for all things Talk Radio 1190. Go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right.
See you guys later.
Rodney.
The Metroplex.